you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
We want to warn you that some of what you will hear is explicit.
Coming in the morning
on 77 WABC.
Well, we certainly see you are frugal when it comes to St. Valentine's Day gifts.
Absolutely.
But let's go to Bob, who's on the line from Manhattan. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Curtis and Warner.
Kubi's in, too.
Oh, that other guy. Yeah, good morning to him, too, whoever he is.
Clever, Bob. Very clever.
Thanks. Yeah. I decided this year that since for the last 5 years... The broad that I've been dating, I've been spending
broad. I'm
so
sure
she will
appreciate that.
Well, Bob, you get the sense of kind of fellow Bob is. Continue, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah, that other guy. You could just hold your tongue because I notice you like to talk over everybody because you're so important. But anyway, for the last 5 years, I've been dating this woman, and I've been spending all the money. I do the breakfast in bed. I buy the diamonds. I buy the rubies. I buy the shekels and the tchotchkes.
Good.
I decided this year, you know what? I'm going to lay back. How about you treat me for a change? Seriously. And there are only three things I would like. Number one, shut up. How about spending one entire day not speaking?
See, he talks to her the same way he talks to me. He sounds like a swell fellow.
I am a swell fellow. But I mean, seriously.
And what's number two?
For once, stop yapping for one entire day. Number two, I want a picture of Don Geronimo autographed. Number three, I would like you to not leave the room when I fart.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that's great, Bob. You're a great American, Bob.
Don Geronimo.
Really great.
927.
WBC has activated Operation Stormwatch.
The Don and Mike Show. Happy Valentine's Day.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Sometimes it's hard.
Can I give me a C?
Happy Valentine's Day, ladies.
Given all your love.
This should be your motto today.
One man.
How's your Betty?
My name is Betty, and I'm an alcoholic.
You come.
Hey, she did it.
And still have good times.
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
Understand.
Tell me you will be my dirty little girl. Yes. Thank you. Oh, while she gets to that part, let's hear this part.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I know it's not the average song you hear to start a Valentine's Day show.
I love the song stylings of Miss Tammy Wynette.
You know, you might go with Barry White, Love and Limited Orchestra.
But Tammy put up with George Jones. She sings this from the heart.
And more importantly, Mike, she's got a message.
She does.
Listen to her. Sing it, honey.
All of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, Ed.
Howdy, ladies.
Happy BD.
Happy made-up day to you. Don and Mike Show. Bow, wow.
Oh, love that song.
That is Valentine's Day. And the phone number, same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. Even though we had an ice storm of sorts, a snow storm of sorts.
Right. It just screwed up roads around the area to a certain extent.
We're here. We're queer. We're going to do the big Valentine's Day show for you today.
Yeah.
Super Dave is here.
Valentine's Day.
And, hey, here's a boner alert.
Yep.
We'll have an adult entertainer in here for Super Dave today.
Oh, you know what? That'll make him shed some of his layers.
Baby!
Yes, I am
your man.
Happy Valentine's Day!
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Eat one. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Turn that radio down, please.
Yes, I just did, sir. Today would be a great time, if you would, to just please, any caller, and I guess I'm setting myself up potentially, to just lay out rage, hate, everything.
Are you a hateful person? Are you filled with rage?
Is it Valentine's Day, or is it the weather, or is it just you, friend?
What is it?
No, it's partially because of the weather. I had to go into work today. Federal government was only 2 hours late. But I remember a few months ago when Don, a particular caller, had called in, and you said with such emotion, "I wish you were dead." And I almost crashed off the road when I heard that. I'm hoping right. we can get that from someone.
He wants more of that.
So do you want that from us, or do you want that from a caller?
I want that from you guys.
From us.
Oh, no,
that takes a whole show. That really takes a whole show sometimes.
No, listen, it's a day of love, and you're asking for hate. Can I tell you something? Hate is an emotion that you cannot stir up on demand.
You're not going to get it. I'll tell him he's not going to get any from me because I'm too tired and sore.
I understand.
And frankly, sir, you know, because I know that there are some out there in the audience who look at me now differently. After everything I've been through, how could I possibly wish death on anybody else? Oh, my God. What a bastard this man is. Well, if it makes you happy, I wish you were dead. Okay?
Thank you. Radio.
Hey, you gave him what he wanted.
There you go. Bye-bye. As the Bee Gees say, it's only words.
Uh-huh.
It's only words.
And we're
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Radio Guys.
Hello.
Good afternoon, gentleperson.
How are you doing today?
Fine. What's happening?
Not much. My girlfriend just waited until Valentine's Day to break up with me. Said she's been thinking about it for 4 days, and she waited until this morning to do it.
Having said that, you are... with a capital C.
That is really not good. I kind of feel for you.
There you go.
Worst part of it is I'm out doing flower deliveries right now for her aunt who owns a flower shop. So I'm doing all kinds of Valentine's Day gifts.
She must really have it in for you because she could have easily done it the day before or the day after.
Right. You would think if she had a heart, right?
Is her aunt hot? Is her aunt cute?
Not really.
You know, maybe you could force yourself on her today. I mean, you know, maybe you could
have a relationship with the aunt.
Yeah, what I'm saying is when you get back to the flower shop, you know, shut the garden house door, the greenhouse door, and say, I want to tell you something. I know I've had a relationship with your niece, but I have always wanted you.
How old is the aunt?
The aunt is probably in her 30s.
Oh, and so you're in your 20s?
Yes, sir. I'm 24.
Oh, Mike, it's babies having babies.
Well, I mean, if you're in your 20s, is the aunt at all attractive?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, then why don't you put the moves on the aunt? No better way to give it back to your ex-girlfriend.
And you know how you can do it? You can approach it with the whole sympathy thing where you start sobbing, start crying. Man, she just let me down. I really thought the world. And lie, too. Lie like a dog. Say, I was going to propose today and everything, you know.
If you play it right, you'll be Employee of the Month at Aunt Chlamydia's Flower Shop.
Aunt Chlamydia.
All right.
M. LaRose.
Well, that's our advice to you. Go after the aunt.
All right.
He's not going to.
Good day to you, sir.
That was in one ear and out the other.
We said good day. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He has his reason.
Hello. I just wanted to wish you boys a happy Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh. And same to you.
Is yours going well, ma'am?
I guess so. I'm home with two little boys. My husband's at work in shift work, so I don't know if that's good or not.
Ain't that the way it always is? He's out working, and you're at home churning out the babies like a Play-Doh fun factory.
But that's okay by me.
Amen.
You got anything special planned for that hard-working man when he comes home? Got a 50s type of evening plan for him?
Well, let's see. He gets home at 11 o'clock at night. I'll have the boys in bed and a little something for him when he gets home.
There you go. Okay, good for you.
You got to take care of your men out there, ladies. Like you said, stand by your man.
All right. WOMAN. Right on. Thank you, honey.
I like that call.
Let's write the word smart backwards on her forehead so whenever she looks in the mirror, she knows it.
She'll know she's smart.
I know how to keep them happy, don't I?
You're Gene Smart. Anyway, thanks for calling in.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. See you later, honey. Bye-bye. I do have a very outstanding Valentine's Day story to tell you.
Really?
And it involves my sweet, sweet mother-in-law. I hope that I am not divulging anything. I'm going to try to be respectful of her privacy.
Mm-hmm.
while telling you the story that she called me with this morning.
Right.
First off, you know, I love her like she's my own mom. Really, I do. And she sent a very nice Valentine to Janet and I that we got yesterday. That was like, you know, what did she write on the inside? To my son and his wonderful gal. I mean, you know, it was one of those real schmaltzy things.
Mm-hmm, nice.
So this morning, phone rings and I see that it's her. And I know that we've already thanked her for the card. So I think maybe she's coming in for a double dose.
Right.
It's okay. It's Valentine's Day, right?
Mm-hmm, right?
And Janet was very cool about Valentine's Day. I didn't feel the incredible pressure when I got up today.
Right.
Even though I did wake up like a maniac at 5 a.m. and said, oh, my God, listen to that outside. Listen to that. That is sweet. That is, it's an ice storm. I said to Janet, we must get up now because if we don't make the coffee and do the computer stuff now that we have to do, I'm telling you, sweetie, this is an ice storm because it sounded.
What, you melt? You had a freak out?
Well, it sounded at 5 a.m. It was.
You panicked.
Yeah, sure.
Well, your power goes out a lot, so you had reason.
Your power does go. I mean, you basically, don't you live in a sanctuary, an animal sanctuary?
My power went out today as I was leaving the house.
Again.
As a matter of fact. And if I could just say something to VDOT, Virginia Department of Transportation.
Sure you can.
I really don't know whose Wheaties I pissed in or what neighbor of mine happened to go in someone's Wheaties.
Right.
But why is it that, and I swear to God, I live on a street that's a half mile long at the bottom of a very big hill. The hill is so big that kids can actually sled on the hill. That's
right.
What an incline the hill is.
Hmm.
They plow up on the adjoining street right to the top of my street, and then they don't go any further, meaning that at the cross street by my street, which is just as much of an intersection as my street, just as many houses, they just don't do it.
So anybody that is on your street or beyond your street, and there's some houses that are down there too.
Yeah, there are eight houses. There are eight houses on our street, and I had the only car that could get off the street today.
Wow!
Because it was ice and snow and crap, and the street had not been treated, and I was like Davy Crockett on the frontier, making my way up in my massive SUV, and I go up the whatever is half a mile or whatever it is, and I get to the top of the hill, and lo and behold, not only is there dry pavement, but there's like road salt and sand. They've done an immaculate job. It's like they got to the end of the street and they said, oh, hey, that big mouth lives down there. Screw that whole street.
So they just ignore that street entirely.
Yep.
And they've done that for years.
They have.
For years.
I think it's me. So this morning, it was very, very unpressured. An unpressured environment this Valentine's Day with Janet. Because I got her up and I got her all revved up about the weather, and I was positive that the power was going to be going off. So I gave her gift, and she's very happy with it. And then she gave me a gift, and it was actually really nothing. It was nice. It was nice. It was a thoughtful gift.
Good.
And there was no pressure. And a couple hours later, the phone rings. I think it's my mother-in-law with Valentine's Day, and as it turns out, she says, can I tell you what happened to me yesterday? I said, be my guest. She said, I was listening to the show, and you guys were talking about something really, really interesting. And let me compose myself for a minute.
Are you going to lose it here?
Well, hold on. What's her phone number? I'll just give you, here's why I really probably should ask for permission, but well, now I'm already in it.
Right.
It involves BM.
Ah.
Oh. Her BM.
Oh, my.
And she brought it up to me.
Oh, my.
She brought it up. She used the word, she didn't use the word, she used the initials, BM. And I about bust the gut.
Sure.
It is a Valentine's Day.
Did you like to fall out?
It is a Valentine's Day story that warmed the cockles of my cynical heart.
Your Valentine's Day miracle?
So you got to the point where she was listening to something we were talking about. It was very interesting.
Do, 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 do. All right, I'm dialing the phone. Just see if she's okay with me talking about it. I will give all the specifics.
Perfectly natural.
But it's quite an endorsement of our show.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Mom. Oh, listen to her. Radio up. Was the radio up that loud yesterday?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I had gone in the bathroom and I wanted to hear what you were saying.
Now, do you mind? I will let you go here. I won't give all of the details, but would you mind if I very loosely told the story you told me?
No, honey, I don't mind at all. And the name of the company is Ligham and Norman.
All right, well, you know you're on the air, honey.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
But I don't care because they said they're allowed to come in an emergency.
Well, listen, my mother-in-law is very pissed about this.
Okay.
All right. Mom, I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, honey.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Wow. All right, well, then, being as she's pissed, I'll let you know what's going on.
Go for it. Let's hear it.
So
now I'm dying of curiosity.
So she says, I was listening to the show yesterday. You guys are talking about something really funny. And I had to move my bowels. And I said, oh, Mom, you want to tell me this? And she said, yes, I really want to tell you this. And I said, okay. She said, so I turned the radio on in the kitchen real loud.
Right.
And I went into my bathroom, and I brought my cell phone, and I brought my house phone with me,
Good. So
no one would bother me, and I left the bathroom door open, and I sat down, and I started having a BM.
Oh, that's fun. That would be fine right there.
Okay, now do you see why I'm saying this is a great story?
I understand,
and
Dave.
You know that we say BM kiddingly because it's what our parents used to say.
And
right?
We love it. Right.
But she
usually preface it by nice.
Yeah,
we say have a nice BM.
A nice BM. I realize at one point, this is like a great gift. This
right.
is better than the Regis show.
Sure.
My mother-in-law is calling me. I'm talking about her BM. So I said, yeah. So you're on the toilet. And she said, yes. And I'm really enjoying what you guys are saying.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I hear voices. And she said, not the voices of you and Mike on the radio.
Right.
I hear somebody else in my apartment.
Uh-oh.
She said, and she said it for the third time. She said, and I was having a BM. And, you know, once you start to have a BM,
yes,
you
of
can't,
course.
You can't stop having a BM. And God bless her. She's 85.
Right.
So, or 82, or 78, or...
I think she's 85.
Something like that. She's young despite her years.
That's
but
right.
I guess it takes a little longer to crank it out. So she says that she's finishing the deal.
Yeah.
And
still
that,
hears the voices.
And at that point, some chap comes from around the corner. Now, keep in mind, she is in her house.
In her bathroom.
Without giving away all of the details of her life, she has her own... place,
right,
and it is not like an old folks home. It's
okay,
not assisted living. She got her own place,
so it's like a regular.
She got a condo.
It's her pad,
right? And these douchebags that own and operate a management company of this place, they have a pass key.
Of course.
Well, apparently, what happened was they wanted to tell her about something or put some kind of protective cover on her deck or something.
Right.
And I guess they rang the bell and
nobody answered.
Nobody answered.
Had the radio up kind of loud.
And then they used the pass key and they came in and the radio was blaring in the kitchen.
Right.
And they came around the corner and there was my sweet mother-in-law.
Oh, dear.
Dropping the kids off at the pool.
Was the bathroom small enough where she could have perhaps kick the door closed?
Mike, it is a gigantic bathroom.
Oh, my.
With big double French doors.
Right.
And, you know, she's a single woman getting it
French
done.
French doors into the bathroom. So it's in, like, off the bedroom then, huh?
Yes.
Oh, my.
It is my mother-in-law's dream place.
Thank you.
And
the boudoir.
She said, so, I mean, I really didn't know where she was going with this, right?
Right.
I said, so hold on a second. I said, this story really isn't about you having a BM, is it? She said, no, the story is that these people just walked into my house,
mm-hmm.
and they have no right to walk into the house. And she said, can't you even be sitting on the toilet and taking a BM?
She probably said having.
Maybe she said
probably,
whatever.
We say take it.
Take it. Maybe she said
it's
having.
A very significant difference.
But she threw BM in like five or six times, God bless
she
her.
She threw BM?
No, she threw it in the conversation.
I'm afraid. She was really mad at those guys. That
she was just like at the eighth house. Great,
should have.
Great eighth house.
I think she's absolutely right.
So
sure. Unless it's an emergency.
So she said to me that my brother-in-law, her son Doug,
mm-hmm.
is going to, Doug the Gentle Giant, is going to call and get all in their face about it.
You know what? I would be concerned that they're doing that. I don't think they should be doing that.
And then she, I said, well, are you okay? And she said, yes. And she said, I'm mainly telling you to just to tell you that unbiased, even though I love you, you guys have such a great show that I have to listen even when I'm going BM.
That's fantastic. I love that. I love that.
This might be the greatest Valentine's Day call that I've ever received.
And here you were thinking she was calling for maybe getting a little love for sending that Valentine.
No, she'd already.
And she was calling to tell you that great Valentine's story.
And she's double dipping because we had already said thank you for the wonderful Valentine. Told her
that
the
is
day
delightful.
Before. Told her yesterday.
That is delightful.
Very nice.
Isn't it great that senior citizens can bring us that much joy?
So hey, whoever you people are, you know, for God's sakes, she might be in there, you know. What if you caught her doing something besides that, huh?
You know.
It could happen.
Isn't it great?
Can you imagine that?
They're all wonderful.
Call first.
Yeah. And I imagine, bless her heart, she just has those those pantyhose socks that just, like, go up to the knees.
Now, you're familiar with the concept of well enough? Now, you know what you're doing with well enough right now. You're not leaving it enough. You're not leaving it alone.
Right.
Right now, she's listening. You heard how that volume level is up. You're going to talk about what she's got on her legs.
It's a gift. It doesn't need improving.
Right. I will stop it. I'll just see if there's anything she
wants. That I wouldn't. If I hadn't heard that radio as loud as it was, I would have enjoyed you.
I can't help it. She's proud of me.
Oh.
Can you believe it? Hi. I believe. Oh, would you, hey, Mom, would you turn your radio down, please?
Oh, sure. Wait just a minute. I'm walking.
That's okay. You don't.
It can happen.
I have it on.
Time. Must drive her natural children
so
crazy.
So I can walk around. You know,
she's so proud of me.
That is so nice that you're listening to the show.
She loves me, Mike. She can't help it.
That's in spite of herself. She loves you,
and I love her too. So did I tell that? Pretty much the way that without embarrassing you, that you were doing that. That's a wonderful compliment. You're doing that while you're listening to the show. And you couldn't stop listening to the show to go to have a BM. And then these dorks came in your house. What dorks
they
are?
Yeah, they opened the, I have sliding glass doors to the balcony. And I'm hearing these doors open. Mm. And I didn't know who was in the house. I started to call 911, and yeah. It's not something you can jump right up from.
No, right, as I said.
I don't blame you. I'd be upset, too. Yeah.
Sitting there doing your business.
I was thrilled to vote. It was something about the, and they said, well, they're allowed to come in an emergency. And one guy said, well, it's a good thing you weren't nude. Well, I think it's a wonderful thing I wasn't nude.
Which would be more embarrassing, if they walked in on you nude or if they walked in the way that you were?
Well, the commode is really sort of like back in the car, but I had no clue as to who was in the house and why they were opening this door. And they said, well, we heard the radio on, so we knew someone was here. Well, suppose I was entertaining a Valentine.
Exactly.
You don't know. Who knows what you're going to be doing?
You might be entertaining.
You know, that dropped out at like a perfect time.
Yeah.
She said a Valentine, I believe.
A Valentine. So did you convey your displeasure to these gentlemen?
I did make mention.
Very good. I think they'll know next time.
Are they going to call first next time?
I think they probably will.
Well, that's a good idea.
And Carol called them today.
As my sister-in-law.
My Doug's wife. And she was very adamant and firm with them, and she told them that my mother-in-law is 83. She has a bad heart.
No, you
know.
You have a great heart.
Yeah, and well, thank you. But they said, well, if this balcony had come loose and she'd fallen.
We've opened up Pandora's box now.
Off, we would be sued. And Carol said, well, you might be sued anyway if anything happens.
This is when I normally start looking at whatever's muted.
I mean, they could have called.
At this point, I start changing channels.
And
while it's muted.
They're allowed to go in an emergency.
Right,
gotcha. All right, Mom, listen, we've got to change the channel here. But I...
Well, I feel better having to go out over the air.
All right, well, I'm glad that you like the show. I'm sorry those guys walked in, and I think I speak for everybody. I'm glad you had a nice BM.
girl. But I'm a regular girl, so that was no big problem. It just so happened I wanted to hear your show.
Yeah. You know what will prevent that from ever happening again? Do you have a handgun?
That's what Carol said. Suppose you'd had a gun.
Yeah, a gun. That'd teach him.
All right,
yeah.
Mom. All right, listen, I love you. Have a great Valentine's Day, and thanks again for that.
Okay. Thanks and again I love that. You, and hi, Mike. And
hi there, Big Frida. Good to hear you.
Okay.
All right, talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mom. Bye-bye.
Let's see, that's when you start looking at the what? At the mute button?
Whatever's muted.
Whatever's muted. When you start paying attention to the set.
Yeah, that's when I'm watching the TV and I'll actually flip around just going, uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah.
Do you want a 30-second quickie on another 86-year-old that happened this morning because I was worried about the blizzard?
Your mama? Sure.
My mama. This is very, very brief. Called her. Saw the forecast that is going up the coast and that, you know, they were going to get really whacked by this thing in New England. And so, I'm concerned and I want to make sure everything's okay. I call up and she answers the phone and really sounds like she's out of breath and I'm freaked out. I said, Mom, are you all right? She goes, what? I said, just, you know, you're getting the blizzard. She goes, I'm on the treadmill. I said, okay, see ya. Sorry to bother you. Sorry, my frail 86-year-old mom, worried about that she's, you know.
Oh.
Sorry that you were in the home gym.
Hold on, I got one more for you, too.
Yes.
Hold on. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. A message from a very special lady in all of our lives.
Oh.
That I received during the show yesterday.
Very good.
I think you all know who I'm talking about, Corduroy.
I think we do. I knew it as soon as you said a very special one.
Mm-hmm. Baby. All I heard when I got in my car was beep, voicemail. I heard, Don, it's Beth Ann.
Please enter your pass.
Beth Ann McBride.
B-A.
First skipped message.
Okay.
Hey, Don, it's Beth Ann. I know you guys are still on the air. It's Tuesday, February 13th, about 6:48 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Yesterday?
I got my mail today, and in the mail was a Valentine from that woman that kept sending me all the cashier's checks. Oh. And she so kindly, once again, sent me a Valentine card with a cashier's check in it. The amount of $106.70.
Wow.
There's no return address. There's nothing. There is a name. I could barely make it out. It looked like Len, R-E-N. But anyway, can you believe that? And you're the only people that know. So I wanted to tell you, happy Valentine's Day. Please tell Mike and Buzz and Rob and John and Joe, happy Valentine's Day as well. Okay.
She's so thoughtful.
Yes, she
gets everybody in there,
this
doesn't
message.
She?
To delete this message, deleted.
What? You didn't save that forever and
it's
ever?
It's saved on my hardest of hard drives.
That's right. It's in your heart forever.
That's the first time she's revealed the gender of the mystery benefactor.
I thought it was a guy.
I always thought it was a guy.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to bring it to your attention.
But a C-note, huh? Get it? A C-note.
Yeah.
$106.
And my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Can I give me a C?
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
hold on. Add one more thing here before Super Dave and the adult entertainment. Mike, I've waited until now to ask you.
Yes.
Yesterday during the show, your girlfriend texted you and called you and said she had something for you last night, and you're moving now in a way that would indicate that perhaps your buttocks are sore.
Terrible. I'm in agony today. No.
Did you get the strap-on you wanted?
No. No, I didn't, Don. I didn't.
What was it that Carla had for you last night?
Well, you know, there are two things, you know, that motivate me, Don, sex and food. And either one is fine with me. And last night I came home, and Carla was very adamant about saying to me, make sure you call me 10 minutes before you're going to come home. I said, well, you know, it's the snow. I said, just kind of give me a guesstimate, 10 minutes. And so I said, I call you when I'm 10 minutes from home. Got there, and, you know, I didn't know what to expect. And when I walk up my little walkway, I can see the kitchen window. I got a separate garage, and I can see the kitchen window. And she's there in her regular clothing. So immediately I know, okay, you know, it's not going to be a deal where I walk in.
That fantasy
in the
is
house.
Shot.
So that fantasy is gone. So then I'm hoping for the next one. Which immediately, as soon as I open the sliding glass door, my olfactory senses go crazy. I smell the dinner, and she has made a very special dinner. I look on the kitchen table, There are flowers for me. Mm. There is a Valentine teddy bear for me.
And a big purple dildo.
No. Now there's a wrapped package.
Hey.
There's a wrapped package that's there. And she has little silk rose petals that are all over the table.
Wow.
She set a very nice Valentine's Day table. And she's and what's funny is during all this, she has laryngitis. And so she's saying, no, sit down over here.
You know, for my money, that makes her just about the perfect woman.
It was pretty damn close.
A woman like that who would set up rose petals for you and a woman with laryngitis.
Right.
Please.
It was very, very special. I got
how great is that?
A nice Valentine. Mm-hmm. It was one of them roasts that you cook all day,
ooh,
you know, where the meat kind of just falls off the bone. That meat just fall off the bone. Lucille. And I'd had me a little bit of a day yesterday, and you know, and then the drive home with the Idiot Brigade, you know, and really, as I've always said, it's not the weather, it's the idiots that are out there in the weather. That's what we have. And walked into a very, very nice situation. Had the and then I had the gift that I opened up, and the gift was one of those iPod speakers where it's the iFi type of thing.
Oh right,
because
sure.
Mine had broken, and so I got a new one of those, and then unfortunately. Because we both pigged out, it was the novel that I'm actually going to write. You've already penned all your notes, and I'm not sure what title you've decided on, but my memoirs will be entitled The Way I Felt Last Night.
Yes.
Too Full for Sex. Too Full for Sex. And it's going to be a picture of me sideways, kind of hands resting Buddha-like on my stomach, as I say, too full for sex. You know, and there was a time in my younger days where I never was too full for sex,
right.
But now at 47 years of age, and really, we enjoyed the meal so much. It was, would you like to know the meal?
Hold on, where
corn and lobster chowder.
Is there a large itinerary? Do we need your food?
No, you don't need a few food. Everything's, you know, these are little hit and run stories that I had, you know, with mom on the treadmill this morning and last night too full for sex. Corn chowder, cheese bread, a brisket. Cooked all day.
Right.
I think they're called little finger potatoes. I'm not sure. Have you ever seen the tiny little potatoes? They're not round. They're not like the new potatoes, but they're little like fingers.
Never seen them.
Potatoes, and they were cooked with cheese,
sure,
with a little cheese sauce. And then she made now you'll be proud of me here, because
okay,
this is consistent.
All right.
She made an enormous salad. With all sorts of wonderful things like pine nuts and walnuts, and I didn't touch it.
Good man.
I didn't touch it.
I was shaking my head no, you didn't have any of that, did you?
I ate the meat, and then yesterday, and before I even knew she was going to do this, I had thoughtfully run out to the place that says I love you, the local CVS drugstore.
That's right.
And I had purchased her, after she did this elaborate thing, I had gotten her a small heart filled with Reese's peanut butter cups,
they love those.
And I've gotten her the plastic bag full of what are those things that have little sayings on them?
You put them
in a dish.
Conversation hearts.
Yeah, conversation hearts. And I've gotten her a Valentine with two dogs, one with a rose in its teeth, and one just sitting there. And the dog says something like, "You make me happy." I don't remember it. You make me happy. I'm too full. You make me happy when I'm near you, or something like that. It was very simple, but it really, she makes me happy when she's around. I'm a happier person than when she's not around. And that was it. But way, way too full for sex last night. I'm hoping tonight will be a little bit different.
Did you find out why the celebration had been moved one night earlier?
Yes.
Why?
She's like me. Uh-huh. Don, you know I'm like this. I don't like to wait.
Right.
And she's the same way. Doesn't like to wait to give when she's got something ready. And she had also had the half the day to do it. So she'd been around the house,
right,
and she was, you know, she just figured she was going to make. It was more about the dinner. The whole reason for, you know, if I can tell the truth, the entire reason for the advance of the Valentine's Day was because she was going to be around yesterday and have the time to make that kind of long-term meal. Which she had, which I devoured, and then ate probably half of her Reese's peanut butter cup that I had given her. Because really, there's a certain point, you know, when you fall off that wagon,
without the salad, you had room.
You just, I had plenty of room.
How'd that internet thing work out for you, Buzz?
I haven't done that yet, and my wife has the day off today, so ixnay on that.
Oh,
ah.
All right.
Please. But as far as I'm concerned, also, the day ain't over yet, as far as I'm
right.
concerned. Yeah. I know you presented
hey.
In the morning. I will be providing a lovely gift this evening.
Carrie went back on our deal and actually gave me a Valentine this morning.
Oh.
And I said, you know, Carrie, that's not fair.
How did you reward her for going back on the deal?
Well, I told her, I said, you know, this isn't fair. And she said, well, it really is. I bought it last year, forgot about it, and found it a month ago.
Oh.
So it had been sealed in an envelope for over
that's
a year.
That's romantic.
Isn't that nice?
And the message then is the same as it was now. Dear Rob, I want a divorce.
That's right. And what I did is I carefully steamed the envelope open and used the envelope to give her paper cuts.
That's what I was looking for.
Wait for it.
That's what I was looking for.
And tonight, lemon juice for the paper cuts.
Oh, the exquisite pain.
I thought of Rob today.
Thank you.
I really could have hurt Janet's feelings.
Oh, how?
Ow.
Because
what she got me was like an old genie lamp. She actually went to the Time of Trouble to get an old genie lamp and put it in a bag full of sand and put that in a box. And inside the genie lamp was a little note inside that said, you know, three wishes, you know, whenever you want a wish, you can have a wish. And a little later, we were both sitting in the room waiting for Bush to come on TV today, and she was just blah, 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 and this was my job, and this was my job, and this is my job. And what do you think about this? And I like Bush. Do you like Bush? No, I don't like Bush. You know, I like Bush when he's angry. Don't you like Bush when he's angry? Come on. He's not really stupid. Why do you think Bush is stupid? What channel are we watching? Is this on high definition or low definition? I really was looking at her just going, concentrating like, I wish go upstairs. But I couldn't say anything.
You couldn't ask for the gift of silence.
Would hurt the dear girl's feelings, sure. After all. I had just gotten
yes.
the fabulous genie bottle with the...
Offered her one of the three wishes yet? Have you spent any of them? Have you spent? That's right. Spent the wishes. Have you spent any of them?
Hold on. Let me see.
He's checking.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
You know what he's doing.
What else are you doing? I don't have three balls.
Oh, no, I guess. So you were just assuming she had magical powers.
I just sat here and
magical
I wished
powers.
I just wished I had three balls.
I didn't know that was one of your wishes, that you always wish you had three.
Sure. Are you kidding?
Right.
You always hear, hey, screw those guys that have one because they have, like, testicular cancer or something.
Right.
They're overachievers, you know, because they can get by with one. Give me three. Let me have a spare.
You ever know a guy that had them?
Had three? A tri-baller?
Went to college with a guy that had. We call her. His name actually was... Tribal.
I think probably that's the only time I've ever heard of it when you mentioned whenever you did.
I think it might have been American. It might have been American University because he was tribal.
Internet rumor, Jermaine Jackson, I think. One of the Jackson boys is
I wouldn't guess.
Or it might have been Tito. Actually, it might be Tito.
And Jermaine Jackson is always a good chance to mention the name of his child is Your Majesty.
Your Royal Majesty.
Your Majesty.
Well, it sounds like everybody had a good VD. So far, so good.
Nah, we did actually an outstanding Valentine's Day. And I'm going to make a wish. Ooh. I'm going to make two wishes right now.
Okay.
I wish that in the next segment, Super Dave comes in and we have an exotic dancer. And then I wish, in the segment after that, Buzz has to talk to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Hey, you made one of my wishes come true.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, right. I know you were watching this last night, Robbie.
Three, scarring around the lips and tongue.
I knew you'd record
this. She chewed on herself without feeling it.
I fell through a window when I was a kid.
Four. When you clean the wound, she flexed into the cleaner instead of away from it. It's hard to fake pain when you've never felt it. It takes an imaginative leap, Ms. Morgenthau. It's one of them Jew names. Ashkenazi's her higher risk group.
On the other hand, she says she doesn't have it. And she'd be dead by now if she'd never been diagnosed.
They killed our Lord. Can I trust them?
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, how... I was actually going to bring an envelope in, a sealed envelope, and hand it to you as soon as you played that bass.
It was the number one cut on the disc today. Oh, here's Dude Walker.
Even better than a porno book, The Don and Mike Show.
About House last night, it may have surpassed CSI. I don't want to discount CSI as far as grossness goes. But when they pulled that tapeworm out of that chick,
oh.
That's up there.
That is up there with one of the all-time gross. Yeah.
That was as good as a head being split open on CSI. Uh-huh.
Did you wonder, like I did, if that's what a tapeworm really looks like?
Yeah.
I mean, do they look kind of serrated like that?
And flattish.
Yes.
Ooh, God. Janet knew immediately. He had pulled out like 1 inch of it, and she said, oh, a tapeworm.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know right away.
The tapeworm was the thing that was ingesting all the B12.
No, I know that, but when House was going inside that girl, as soon as he pulled out the very little tip of it,
right.
Janet immediately said, tapeworm.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, you're good. And then it was like a magic trick, because he just kept, you know, a magician pulls on the handkerchiefs, just keep coming and keep coming.
And don't you think the gross factor goes up, you know, with every inch that tapeworm comes out?
What did he say? It was 26 feet, but not the record holder.
70 feet.
60 or 70 feet.
Right.
Wow.
God.
How? Oh.
And I guess now, do we have to speculate as to whether House is going to get together with the hospital administrator?
Oh, yeah, I think that's been inevitable.
She was fantasizing about him in bed, or thinking about him in bed, right, in the last scene?
That's why the guy that owned all the, you know, lube shops, that's why he took a powder at the end of the show.
Yeah. And what a good American Idol last night, too. Lots of carnage last night.
Yeah.
Lots of getting six of those contestants up there, and it's like, boom, you're all gone.
I was discussing this with Rob before the show, and I said that it seemed to me, as well as Rob, that they were kind of frantic last night. That it's not similar to past years in that the Hollywood segment seems to have been shortened. We're cutting through them a lot more
quickly. I liked it because they had so many goddamn people. They had like 170 yep. people, and they cut it down to what, 50? And tonight it's down to 24.
Yeah, and then we're going to go with the like the regular show.
Sweet.
We're going to start voting.
Seems to me they stretched out the auditions and compressed the Hollywood, and then next week they're in American Idol Theater.
You know what's strange about American Idol this year? I believe there are people on that show that you know, you haven't really seen a lot of yet. People that have actually made it through that haven't gotten a lot of TV time.
They hide them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They hide them. But you get to see a lot of the fat guy with curly hair.
I'm starting to get annoyed at him.
Jack Osborne guy?
I'm starting to get just a little annoyed at him.
Their audition was the best.
He's pretty solid. The guy that I can't figure out how to let through is the guy, the beatbox guy.
He gets through. He was part of that really good group.
Yeah, but he didn't sing.
I think he does sing, though, because you say he was doing the beatbox, and then he kicked it into harmony right at the very end.
All right, well, let's get Super Dave in here and get our Valentine's Day show going.
Former Idol Super Dave.
And, Buzz, I'll tell you real quickly, no need to be panicked about this upcoming thing with Kareem.
Okay, I'm not.
I'm
looking forward to it.
Sometimes it's funny when you get panicked when you have something coming up.
Especially if I know nothing about the subject.
And I don't want you to feel that you're caught with your pants down. I'll give you exactly what's going on with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Good, because I'm looking forward to talking to number 33.
The greatest center of all time,
yes.
Until Shaquille O'Neal,
mm-hmm.
Has written a book.
Yes.
Now,
another one.
I'm a big Kareem Abdul-Jabbar fan.
Mm-hmm.
They said, would you like to have him on the show?
Right.
Sure. I've seen him interviewed before. Guy is about as stiff as my thing.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
I didn't know that.
He is no fun.
I didn't know that either.
So I said to the boys in the back room, why don't you tell Kareem that today he can be our Valentine's Day mystery guest?
Okay.
And they came back and they said, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar only wants to talk seriously about his book, and he does not want to be a mystery guest.
Okay.
I said, well, that's fine. At some point, whenever he calls, we'll give him 2 serious minutes with the most serious man I know.
So are you looking for a serious interview?
Buzz, it's whatever Kareem Abdul-Jabbar deems serious, and I don't think that either Mike or I are qualified to be serious with him.
I think that Buzz can do those interviews in his sleep.
Dave will be in a moment. He said to me he had to spray.
What, with Febreze?
Before the show.
No, I think he's in the loo. I think he's going to the bathroom.
He's like Big Frida.
Yeah, well, I hope not that.
That's why I couldn't get is he dropping kids off at the pool?
I don't think so.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike's my buddies.
Oh.
Tom, you're calling on Super Dave's Day.
It's Valentine's Day.
I like to talk to Super Dave.
Why?
He's my buddy.
Oh.
Here he is now, everybody.
He's coming into the studio right now.
Hold on a moment, Tom. Here he is, everybody. Super Dave.
Yeah.
Look at him now. All the way from Baltimore, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Super Dave.
He's putting on his headphones right now. And we have somebody that wants to speak to you, Super Dave.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Hi, Dave.
He just said hi to you.
He's
struggling with his headphones.
He's having a little trouble unfolding. They're foldable headphones, and they keep refolding on him.
I think you got him now, Dave?
I got him now.
Say hi, buddy. Say hi to Tom Gavin.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Dave. How you doing, buddy?
All right, Tom. How are you doing, buddy, Ro?
Good. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's to you, too.
Happy Valentine's to the boys.
Right.
Yeah, somebody must have hit Tommy to reverse psychology.
Yeah, absolutely. He's very smart. Tom's being very kind and nice today.
Yeah.
Are you having a good Valentine's, Tom?
Yes.
Tom, you're being so nice, you make me want to go out and buy you a Valentine's Day card.
I already got my Valentine's card this morning.
What'd you get?
I got laid.
Pardon me?
I got laid this morning.
Here's the thing. I believe, Tom.
Yes?
I think you're trying to steal Super Dave's thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dave?
Yeah?
Where are the girls at?
Right now, I think they're all working at Hooters and Towson.
Wait a minute. Are they coming to the station or what?
They're listening to stimulating radio.
Oh, yes, they are.
Stimulating radio.
I got a bunch of them coming to the limo about 4:30.
Stimulating radio. Right.
Tom, hold on. Hold on, please. Yeah.
All right.
That's Tom. Yeah. He's jealous because Dave is here, and I believe...
Tom wants to be here.
I believe he was throwing out that thing saying that he got laid because he was trying to take some of your airtime away, Dave.
All right, I don't know. It's all right.
Steal some thunder.
Do you talk to Tom a lot?
No, I don't.
Now, do you have a phone where you live?
I got my cell phone.
Oh, you got your cell phone. Okay.
Right, because you text Rob all the time, don't you?
Yeah. Right, I was just over there at Target across the street this afternoon buying some more airtime.
Buying some minutes. Oh, you're buying some more airtime. Hey, can you do a cartoon voice for us? Because you do that, Dave. I just want to show Tom what a multi-threat player you are.
Summons the space creature with the super space modulator. There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom. The earth was supposed to explode into little bits of million pieces. Where is the earth-shattering kaboom?
Yeah. Wow. What do you think of that, Tom?
Hold on, let me get Tom back on the line. I got to put him on hold. Tom, what do you think of that, huh?
I got one for him. Okay. Boop-boop. It's boo-boo. Go get the picnic basket there, boo. This is the sergeant from the Little Rascals. Go get the picnic basket.
Don, maybe they could both do their cartoon characters together. That would be an entertaining segment.
Well, it would be. Dave, is it okay with you if Tommy shares your time?
Sure.
Okay, I guess, Dave, you will be the Martian, and Tom will be boo-boo, right? Is it the Martian?
Yeah.
Martian. He was being Yogi Bear.
That's okay. That's boo-boo. That's Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear.
And now, Dave.
Marvin the Martian.
All right. There was supposed to be a little shindig around here, but I seem to have lost it.
Where did they go there, Mr. Martian, I'm looking for the picnic basket.
Great.
this is beautiful theater.
This is wonderful improv. You guys need to start your own improv group.
I can't think of anything really to say right now.
Do you do any other characters besides the Martian, Dave?
Right. I have done the character from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Let's hear that, please.
Because I've got to get to think how to do it.
Okay, take your time.
Take your time. Tom, call back later, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Later to you, Tom.
He's mentally retarded.
And now let's bring in Dave's Entertainment.
Oh, this ought to be fun.
For this Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I don't know which one of the lovely ladies it is. Rob, who's coming in?
Mercedes.
Oh, the lovely Mercedes.
Mercedes is here.
What
I wonder if Mercedes Benz.
Hey, yeah.
All right.
It's Valentine's Day.
Well, it's Valentine's Day with a real joke.
Yeah. Wonder if Mercedes Benz. B-E-N-D-S.
That's a real joke that you wrote. Good job. Good job.
So what were you doing in the bathroom?
I just had to handle some business.
she is now high.
Look
Mercedes.
At the symphony in pink.
Beautiful.
Wow.
On Valentine's Day. Oh, is she lovely.
She's a delight.
Hi, Mercedes. Welcome back. This is our friend, Super Dave.
Make me
Good to meet you.
Grab someone in a producer capacity could have gotten a microphone for you.
Dave, why don't you step over to this microphone?
Oh, yeah, we have enough microphones.
And we'll move the other microphone over there for Mercedes.
Yeah, everybody with a microphone.
Wonderful. And Mercedes is dressed in a very festive Valentine's outfit. What do you think of that, Dave?
Right, very hot.
Hot pink. Is Dave's mic on?
There you go. Is that it?
Yep, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Hot pink is exactly what she's wearing. And how are you, Mercedes?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Nice to see you again, honey.
Dave, Mercedes, Mercedes, Dave.
Right.
Been there.
Been there.
Right. Been there, done that.
Oh, wait, now hold on a second. Have you two kids met before?
No.
No, okay. Been there. Oh, we
introduced myself.
That's right, we just introduced
you. Right.
I just felt we should do it again on microphone.
Sure. We should mention again that the Mercedes is from Amazing Entertainment. Check out their website, AmazingEntertainment.com. We always like it when the girls from Amazing Entertainment come by.
We sure do.
They put on great shows, and this Valentine's Day will be a special one for you, Dave. Have you heard some of the one-girl, two-girl, three-girl shows we've had before?
I have heard some of them.
Have you ever been the recipient of a one- or two-girl show?
No, I haven't.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, the way it works is Mercedes is probably going to give you a few instructions, and you just follow her instructions to the letter.
So let's start the Valentine's Day fun.
Yes, let's.
With Super Dave and Mercedes. Dave, who's the celebrity you think Mercedes most resembles?
Right, it's hard to say.
I would say...
He's under pressure right now, aren't
you? I would say Kelly Preston.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's John Travolta's wife. Cute.
Yeah.
Big boobs, nice hair, pretty face like Mercedes.
What do you think, Dan?
Right. And we just got a new Hooter girl that started in Towson.
You can't ever get away from those Hooter girls.
Her name's Christy, and she's pretty nice.
Dave, talk about other girls.
Dave.
It's like noticing other women when you go to the restaurant.
Dave, don't look at me and don't look at Mike. Turn and look at Mercedes.
look at her. She's hot.
She's hot.
She's goddamn right she's hot, Dave.
All right.
So let's get this party going.
Okay. Disturbing radio. No, I'm kidding. We're going to get the party started, and we're going to put some music on.
I've got that pink song I like so bad.
Now, Mercedes,
it's you in your hand.
That stool that we have, that chair that we have over there, is that adequate for Super Dave?
Yeah, it's good.
Then we'll let you take it over, and you just tell old Dave what you want him to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mercedes as we celebrate Valentine's Dave.
There he goes.
Oh, what's happening over there?
He's now sitting in his chair.
And there is Mercedes in front of him, and now she's... What's happening here? Not getting any audio from over there. But she's straddling him?
A little bit, yes, she's straddling, and Super Dave is being very well-behaved. And now Super Dave has actually got his face between two pillows.
Dave, you got to tell us what's happening over there, Dave. Dave?
Dave's a little distracted, Don. I think this might be above and beyond the call of duty for him.
Dave, what's going on over there?
She's giving me a little entertainment.
Nicely said.
Exactly how are you getting the entertainment, Dave? Dave? What's happening?
It's hard to describe. Because I don't want to break any FCC.
That's a guy. Way to go. You're a smart man, Dave.
You can do it, Dave. Just tell us, using your own best judgment, what's going on right now? What's she doing right now?
She was dancing.
Now she's getting out a little whipped cream.
Right.
Uh-oh. Hey, Dave.
Oh, my.
What do you see there?
Wow, wow.
What's that, Dave?
Nice pillows of fashion.
I do like the ones he lays on us every now and then. Wow.
Mercedes is topless now.
Dave, I have to ask you, have you ever done this before?
No.
Have you ever done what you're about to do before?
Now, what Mercedes... Let me turn the music off. What Mercedes has done is put whipped cream over her breasts.
Uh-huh. And right now, Super Dave is about to get his very first Mercedes Sunday.
Are you ready, Dave?
Oh.
Do it like the little boy in Christmas Story.
Thank you.
Here's my little piggy.
She put little candy hearts in the whipped cream.
You know the boy in Christmas Story when he won't eat his dinner.
And he has the same laugh. And then they all start laughing. Would you like a towel, a paper towel?
Sure.
Because you got a little whipped cream on your mouth.
Thank you.
That was so nice.
That was just a lovely...
How was that for you, Dave?
That was good.
Yeah. A little something extra Mercedes envelope today, I think.
Now, Dave, what's happening now? Describe as best as you can what's happening now. All I can see is a beautiful topless woman is straddling you.
He's unable to speak. Would you like to sing something to us when she's doing that, Dave?
No, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. You would not like to sing.
Dave, you got to help us a little bit. What's happening? It looks like you have a fire in your lap, and she's trying to put out the fire with her lap.
Said precisely.
Couldn't have said it better himself. And Mercedes, I'm sure you've never had a better time, right?
No, never.
Dave, is Mercedes taking her pants off now?
Yes, she is.
Oh, wow. Does she have quite a show.
Does she have big lady underpants on? I can't see.
She's got a thong on.
And I believe the thong matches the little negligee, too, right? Again, wonderful outfit. All in hot pink today.
Hey, Dave.
Oh, Dave. He's letting his hands do the walking now.
Dave.
How about that, Dave?
Dave.
He was encouraged. Are you speechless, Dave?
Yes, I am.
You know what that's like, Dave? It's like having 10 little penises on the end of your hand.
That laugh is awfully evil.
Yeah. You like
really, really is.
10 little sausages.
This is the best Valentine's Day you've ever had,
yes,
Dave?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Normally we do a lot more describing. I think, suffice it to say, Mercedes is... You don't have to go over to Baghdad to serve our troops or anything. I think you're doing a lot of good today.
I believe she is. Absolutely.
I don't think you have to give blood. I don't think you have to donate to the charity of your choice.
No USO tours for Mercedes.
I believe you're doing a lot of goodwill.
Fantastic job.
She's doing a lot of goodwill work today.
That's right. Now, would you like Super Dave to do anything else, Mercedes?
You drink?
Yes.
Yes, he does drink.
Okay.
For those who don't remember, Mercedes has long blonde hair and has grown as a performer since we last saw her.
I believe she has too, Don, if you notice. I believe she has
too. That's why I said the Kelly Preston thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right. I've got quite an angle on that as well.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yes, whoever she's been dealing with, first class.
That's what Jennifer Aniston should have looked like.
Obviously, it works out, keeps herself in shape.
She does indeed.
It's beautiful.
Very, very nice. Now she is...
what's happening now?
I believe she is unclothed. Now, as we speak.
She's giving some instructions to Dave that we can't air.
Yeah. There seems to be something going on down there where we do not speak.
Let's just be quiet and listen.
What is down there right now? Oh, it's a lollipop of some kind. Oh, it's a shooter. There you go. Look how high her foot was in the air.
Uh-oh. Now it's like the guys in the Snickers commercial.
How is that, Dave?
Thank you.
Thank you. He's so polite.
Can you even describe what just happened?
I can, Don.
There was a shooter.
There was a test tube shooter that was delivered in a very unorthodox manner. Very, very unorthodox manner. And then Dave finished it, and that was wonderful. That was very special.
This is maybe the most awkward it's ever been when we've had a beautiful chicken
I believe it is.
Doing a show for us.
I think we're all doing the very best we can.
Since I'm the closest, I will say that Dave has a mirthless look in his eyes.
A mirthless look. Yeah, I mean, that's joyless. Is that
right?
How are you, Dave?
Very happy.
Oh, very, very happy.
Very satisfied.
That's very satisfied.
Wow. Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Mercedes, do you just want to jump into a big vat of Febreze right now?
Why would I want to do that?
Ah, isn't she sweet?
Look at that.
Very nice. Yeah, nice. Okay.
Do you think you have the smell of Dave on you?
Oh, she's like vanilla.
She just smelled herself.
So, any more tricks for old Dave, Mercedes? Do you want to call it an afternoon?
It's an afternoon.
But you're going home alone, aren't you?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mercedes.
Thank you, Mercedes.
That's Mercedes. She's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
Bye, guys.
You've made a guy very happy, Mercedes.
Good job.
All right. Thank you.
For all your needs, amazingentertainment.com. Dave, love you, buddy. Got to tell you something, though. As far as radio goes, you blew it. You sat there. You didn't tell us what was going on, for goodness sakes.
I know, but trying to remember old FCC's listening.
How about that?
And
huh?
I don't want to push the envelope.
Isn't he a thoughtful guy?
And try to tell us now, as best as you can remember, what happened.
She was giving me... a little hip action and a little...
like a lap dance?
Right. Yeah.
And what else? And how did it make you feel, Dave?
very satisfied.
That's an interesting word he's used on two separate occasions.
Did you finish?
Are you done?
No, I didn't.
Good. See, we can ask that of Dave.
Did you feel all tingly-like?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go upstairs and take care of yourself?
No, I don't.
No, not upstairs.
You go upstairs, just remember, go on the couch. Don't go near the desk.
Stop it. You don't go near that couch.
If you go upstairs, if you do decide to help yourself, make sure you do it in the chair by the computer.
Wow. Wrong place, wrong time.
Have you figured out that other cartoon impression you do yet? The one with Roger Rabbit? He's thinking now.
Trying to think. It's after the steamroller goes over.
Roger Rabbit?
Not Roger Rabbit. Roger Rabbit and Jessica are hanging.
Over Dr. Doom.
Right, it goes over Dr. Doom.
Now, how about the boobs on Mercedes, huh?
Very succulent.
That's a lovely word to describe them.
You can say that.
You know, during the dance, Dave seemed to be focused on something about 75 feet away.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was an odd look.
Kind of looking through Mercedes, was he?
The finish line?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe the finish line. But.
Really?
She was pretty, right, Dave?
She was awesome.
Yeah, she's great.
What would you like to say to all our listeners on this special day?
That it was great, and I'm sorry they all missed it.
Or did they?
Do you think that chick at Hooters in Baltimore heard and is jealous now?
She might be, and my friend Amanda is listening, and she may be disgusted.
Now, Amanda, tell us about Amanda, your friend. Is this your girlfriend?
She's not really a girlfriend, but she is a special young lady.
Is she a Hooters girl?
No, she's not.
Oh. Really? Who's the celebrity she most resembles, Dave?
It's really hard to say. She is. Very nice looking.
Really?
And she carries herself very well.
It smells like feet in here.
Amanda. Now, does Amanda... Where'd you meet Amanda?
I met her at Hooters during a birthday party.
Oh, at Hooters, your regular hangout.
Right.
They ought to pay you for the amount of plugs you give them. It's incredible.
I know.
You like that place?
Yes, I do. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Are you having a good Valentine's Day?
Yes, I am. Very good.
All right, we'll get out of here for a second. Go wash or hose off, whatever you need to do. We're going to break, and we'll come back.
All right, okay. Don and Mike to break.
You got to leave the room, though, Dave.
You need to chat. Just open the door and close it. Dave, we're going to talk to you in a little bit. We'll be right back. Just open that door a little bit, Rob, and just give that a little close, if you could, Rob. Just the door. Close the door, please.
That smell.
Oh, Jesus.
Right, hello.
I've been over here the whole time.
Smell like a dead guy's foot.
Sorry about not shutting the door. I thought you'd want a little ventilation.
I don't know what I want, Rob. I'm seeing double over here for Christ's sake.
Wow.
Yeah, shortest performance ever. Wow.
She did great, though.
She did. What a trooper.
Yeah, she really is.
She really could have worn a gas mask.
It's a special Valentine's
Day. We've never had one like that before. She was going full-blown on him. She was draping her legs over him.
Well, I don't go that far. I don't think it was the Buzz Burbank performance.
Not quite.
But it was better than the average.
It was better than average.
And Dave just kind of sat there.
He did. And I think we all did a good job.
Yeah, I think
as a matter of fact, I think there ought to be a little something extra in everybody's envelope today.
It still smells like dead feet.
I got the orange spray. Did you hit the orange spray?
Yeah, I did.
God bless you. Okay. Thank you, Rob.
All right. Well, listen, Super Dave is here for the entire Valentine's Day show.
Yes. Goody gumdrops.
We'll wheel him in again at some point.
Very good. Very good. And I'll light my candle.
I think what happened was, I think Dave just had his mind blown.
Yeah. Right.
Dave, and just so you know, Dave's not retarded. Dave is as smart as a whip. And I believe, although I'm going to use kind of a borderline retard analogy here, I think he had like almost a Forrest Gump moment there.
Might have been close.
I think the fact that there was a beautiful naked woman crawling on him.
He was a little overwhelmed.
Yeah,
exactly.
Through his yin and his yang.
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on a second. Who's the one here? Who is this? It's Amanda's roommate, Jen. Who's Amanda?
Amanda's Dave's friend.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Hello, Jen.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi there. Oh, hi, right. Jim. So your roommate is friends with Super Dave.
She is, yes. We actually saw him at Hooters. We were at my friend's birthday party.
Are you enjoying the show, Jen?
Very much, thank you.
Now, when you girls go to Hooters in Baltimore and you see Dave, do you toy with him? Is he catnip in your hands? Or what's the relationship with you and Dave?
There is a relationship. We're just friends. We just met him there one night. It was fun.
And he's a very, very nice guy, and he's very unique, and, you know, have you two ever, you know, really just decided you might want to take him home and show him what for?
Absolutely not.
You're not lesbians, are you?
All the time, yes. We love that.
Oh, you are lesbians.
You are okay. Lesbians.
All right. Because, I mean, I would think having a birthday party at Hooters would be kind of a lesbian activity for
you. Would you consider putting
we have a lot of friends who are guys.
Okay, you have a lot of friends who are guys.
Would you consider putting on a lesbian show for Dave?
No.
No, absolutely not.
What if Mike and I paid you like $20?
You can't.
We're not that poor.
Oh,
too bad.
Do you frequent Hooters where Dave hangs out?
No, not always.
It was just a special evening?
I'm sorry?
It was a special evening when you met him?
Like I said, it was our friend's birthday, so.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, honey. Well, thank you for calling again.
Thanks,
and
Jen.
Treat Dave nice. Treat him nice the next time you see him.
You know, maybe next time Dave comes down to the studio, you can come with him.
Hey, that would be cool. Thanks.
Okay, no problem.
Bye.
Trying to get a beat on her. Trying to get a read on her over the phone. Didn't want to really come out and ask the celebrity she most resembles.
No? She had kind of an attitude, so I'm going to say she was definitely hot.
I think she was of the lipstick variety.
Mm-hmm. Lipstick lesbian. Mm-hmm.
I think she looked like Alan Arkin.
Could be. Alan Arkin from Little Miss Sunshine.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I got a question about Super Dave.
Yeah, what about him?
I've only heard him on your show one other time. This will be in a second. I swear, he sounds like the greased up deaf guy from Family Guy. Is he the same guy?
He does have kind of a Family Guy voice. Well, Mike mentioned that he has like that cartoony voice to him.
He's got that little voice like that.
That's really where he goes when he does his cartoon voices.
If you go to our website, Don and Mike website, and click on the photo tab, you'll see Dave. When we had him dressed up as a rabbi.
That's right.
When we had him out on the street saying, Jews for Mel Gibson, honk if you love Mel Gibson.
Right. Yes, dreadlocks and everything. It was wonderful.
So he's on the website. Just go to the page that says, smells like dead guy's feet. we'll come back in a moment with something entirely different.
I'm going to throw up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Valentine's Day makes most people think of flowers and candy, but it reminded me of the gangland massacre in Chicago.
Happy Valentine's Day!
The Don and Mike Show. It's a one-way trip to Fist City. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, baby.
Oh. We want to warn you that some of what you will hear is explicit.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's Valentine's Day. Doesn't smell like feet anymore in the studio.
That's
bulletin.
What?
The greatest center of all time is on the telephone. Let's put 2 minutes on our Let's Get Serious clock.
Have fun, Buzz.
Thank you. And now let's say hi to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Buzz Burbank.
Kareem, thanks for joining us on the Donna Mike Show.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, not only one of the greatest athletes of all time, a coach, went on to be a coach. He's been a part-time actor and a best-selling author as well. Number 33 grabs number one in your heart, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And best-selling author, this is, you're out now with like your sixth book, right, Kareem?
Yes, it's that's it.
And this one is about the Renaissance Harlem, the Renaissance in Harlem. What exactly is taking place there, and why do people want to read this book?
Well, the Harlem Renaissance really took place between 1920 and 1940. Those are the rough dates on it, and it was a real flowering of black culture that occurred when blacks could escape the oppression in the southern United States, you know, get away from the Jim Crow laws.
The Apollo Theater was a big part of that, right?
Not really. The Apollo Theater was kind of late. It really had a lot more to do with a lot of publishing and stuff like that. The poems of people like Langston Hughes and County Cullen and other literary
people. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Deep. And WDB Du Bois, and you had political activism exemplified by people like Marcus Garvey and,
hey Buzz?
And Clayton Powell.
Just ask him if he thinks he could take Shaq one-on-one.
Actors, Paul Robeson.
That's the only question I want to ask him.
It was spread over a lot of activity. You had the music of Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, and Fats Waller. And to this day, the 1920s is known as the Jazz Age. It just kind of typifies what happened.
A lot of culture came out of there. I didn't realize you were reaching that far back for this because there's been talk recently of a new renaissance in Harlem. Have you witnessed that at all?
Yes, I have, and I think that it's kind of like more of a real estate boom than a cultural thing. You know, the real estate in Harlem was severely understaffed just because of the fact that it has been afloat for so long, and now people are finding fixer-uppers and doing themselves a good deal with the increase in value of the real estate.
Well, the book is called On the Shoulders of Giants by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And, Kareem, just a final question.
Last question, bud.
We have to run, but I have to ask you, one-on-one with Shaq, could you take him?
Geez, I don't know. He's quite a load. You know, I'm going to have to figure that one out.
All right. Well, good luck with the book, and thanks for joining us, Kareem.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bravo. Good call, Don. A serious interview. A serious subject, a serious man.
Power High School, Lou Alcindor.
Right.
Later, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Mickey Bucks.
What is your opinion? Do you think he could take Shaq today?
Nobody takes Shaq, Daddy Mike.
Don't you think Kareem was a better scorer than Shaq?
Most points in NBA history.
Wilt was the greatest scorer. Of course, I'm talking about scoring like Buzz does.
Let's not forget Bill Russell. For all my Celtic brethren out there.
I would take Shaq against any of those bastards.
Shaq couldn't do the scene in an airplane.
You're right. That's true.
Please, have you seen Kazam?
Have I?
Buzz, thank you very much for your help.
Nice job, Buzz.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would probably have been a boring as hell guest for us to try to get anything
out
of.
Yeah, it would have been tough. It would have been very tough.
A guy who required a lot of warming up.
He is super deluxe serious.
Yeah.
So we thank you for that, Buzz.
Certainly.
Hello, Tom's bag on the phone.
Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Wasn't that an outstanding segment by Super Dave, Tom?
No. Dave screwed up.
Why?
How did he screw up, Tom?
He didn't do what he wanted to do.
Wait, what was that? I thought he had a great time.
Nope, he did not.
What would you have done, Tom?
I had sex with her.
Now, Tom, you can't do that on the radio.
And plus, Tom, she's only an exotic dancer.
Yeah,
I know.
She doesn't do that, Tom.
I know.
Well, so what would you have done differently?
She doesn't have sex.
Tom.
But Tom.
Now, Tom, what did we just say?
She's an exotic dancer.
She's an exotic dancer.
I had to hit the button on that one. Yes.
Yes, you did.
And sometimes, although I wish you could have gone through.
You know, really.
No.
The listening audience would have enjoyed that.
Tom said that she would make him explode.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Except to use a crude word.
A very, very crude way of expressing it.
Crude four-letter word, which is sometimes written in three letters.
Uh-huh. Tom, do you really think that would happen?
No.
You don't now?
You don't think she would make you do that?
No.
What do you think would really happen, Tom?
Tom?
Tom. Tom, you're going to have to answer these questions that we're asking you.
And
you got to pay attention. You're not paying attention.
I am too paying attention.
No, you're not paying attention.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You are not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. You're dropping the ball. You're dropping the ball, Tom.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
Your brain has the hard shell.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
This
is why.
Doesn't.
This is why Super.
I can't.
This is why Super Dave is better. Why is Super Dave is better?
No.
Now why?
I
can't. Wow, Tom, you seem to be getting upset.
Watch it.
Watch what?
This is not Tom Dave anymore.
You're gonna upset him.
Can I interject with one question?
Go ahead.
How's the anger management going?
This is Super Dave. How you doing?
Tom?
What?
Winning gimmick.
Talk in your real voice. We're talking to you. You called us and said you could have done better, and we're just trying to find out
because
why.
Because I could sit outside and do stuff outside when people come by and kiss me on the forehead.
Well, hold on a second. We didn't do that today.
We've done that before.
It's an icy day out. We're not doing anything outside. We had him in the studio.
Oh.
What would you have done better?
let her sit on my lap and,
And don't say what you said before.
No.
Let her sit on your lap and what?
And play games with me.
Play games with you, huh?
Tommy,
yeah.
I tell you what. How about we bring you in for our big Tardy Gras show?
When's that going to be?
When is Tardy Gras?
Mardi Gras?
Tardy Gras. When is Tardy Gras?
Mardi Gras, knucklehead.
Tardy Gras.
Tardy Gras.
Tardy Gras.
Middle of next month, I think.
Tardy Gras. What are you giving up for Lent, Tom?
I'm giving up regular Coke for Lent.
Regular Cokes?
Yep. I'm drinking Diet Coke.
Diet Coke?
Diet Coke.
You know,
Diet caffeine.
I get the feeling that this conversation needs some Super Dave.
Nope.
I think it does.
Mm-hmm. I think we got to bring Super Dave back in.
Oh, Dave.
I'd like you two paneling together on Valentine's
Day. Now, Tom,
Day.
Listen. Why don't you, when we bring Super Dave in, why don't you just have a nice conversation with him? And you know, don't worry about the fact that he's here.
Tom?
Oh, man. Oh, dear.
Wow.
He's mentally retarded.
He just hung up.
He didn't seem to want to have a chat with you. He's very jealous.
Right, Mardi Gras is February 20th.
Oh, just around the corner.
Right.
Are you going down there?
No, I'm not.
What are you doing for Mardi Gras, Dave?
Probably looking for something around Baltimore or whatever.
Think you might roll over to Hooters?
I might.
I got something you can give up for Lent. Body odor.
Right.
Hey, you know, seriously, we give you a hard time about that occasionally. You know, we kid because we love.
I know.
The current status of your situation, you got the water situation fixed over there?
It's working all right. It's not the best.
When's the last time you showered?
I took a bath this morning.
Ah. So is it easier to take a bath there than a shower?
Well, the bathtub's the only thing that we have there.
Right, no shower.
That I have access to.
Oh, okay. So now,
I wish that we had a shower.
Sure.
So I could go in there. And worship, take care of what I got to do.
I understand.
And be done in 5 or 10 minutes.
How long?
Out smelling like a daisy.
Yeah.
How long do you get in the community tub?
Not too long, because everybody has to get ready for work and whatnot.
How many people do you
have? Oh, work and say,
oh, yeah,
I forgot the whatnot rule.
Oh, he knows the whatnot rule, though.
I forgot.
You did correct yourself pretty quickly there. I really forgot.
Would you be insulted if I asked Joe to take you across the street? And don't we have wireless microphones that work at the store across
somewhere,
the street?
Yes. Well, I don't know how far they go.
To go across the street to the shopping center to buy you some cologne. My gift to you. Would you be offended by that?
No.
I hope you would not. I would get you top shelf. I mean, I'm talking
something nice.
Old Spice, Brut, that stuff that smells like CK1.
A brand name.
Smells like something else.
Sure.
You know.
It's a wonderful idea.
I'd go $20 maybe. How would you feel?
All right.
Okay.
All right, good. That'll be a good thing.
Here we go. I need somebody to go shopping with Dave, please.
I think Joe's the man for the job.
Hey, Joe?
Where is that? Hi, Joe!
Are they going to walk across the street and do that?
I don't see why they can't, Mike.
I'm trying to think where they could go. Right over there. Will the wireless reach all the way to the Target?
No, it won't.
But they have cell phones. They each have.
They have cell phones. You can do it with cell phones.
Oh, that'd be great.
Right.
Okay. Well, hey, where's Joe? Where's your friend Joe?
Hi, Joe.
Joe, come here. Come here, Joe. Got a project for you, my friend. Got to get this man smelling good before Valentine's night.
Absolutely. Are you rolling up to your favorite place tonight when you get back to Baltimore?
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Hey, you know, that chick friend of yours, she's a lesbian. Did you know that? What's her name, Amanda?
Amanda. At least her friend Jen that called in said she was a lesbian. I mean, she didn't say Amanda was, but she said she was. So I think they both are, right? That's why they were celebrating. You got any insight on that, Dave?
No, I don't.
What do you think? Do you think they could be lesbians?
I have no idea.
Have you ever seen them get lovey-dovey together?
No, I haven't.
Is this heartbreaking news to you, David?
I'm just puzzled.
Yeah. Oh, you're puzzled because you think maybe they were straight, right?
Buzz, did you call him David?
I did. Super David. Super David. David, would you like to go over to Target and have a little shopping spree with Joe?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Hi, Joe!
Don, I think the rule should be Dave gets to pick out what he wants, don't you think?
There you go. There's two $20 bills.
Wow. Pick out whatever you want over there.
Go right, crazy.
And the men's, you know, the men's products.
Joe, take them to the hygiene aisle. All right. Make it happen. Make it so.
Very good. You guys have a good time.
Talk to you in a second.
Thank you, Dave.
All right.
Very good.
We'll talk to you during the next break. Give us a call from the...
Be careful. Have fun over there.
All right.
Be careful.
Dave, you smell like feet.
Right.
Of course, I've been in transit over here and walking.
I understand. We understand everything. We're just these are products that are gonna that you're gonna enjoy.
They're going to enhance your life.
Absolutely,
right.
Valentine's gift.
Okay,
really.
It's hard to be immaculate all day long.
It's hard to be humble also.
Right.
Hello.
When you're perfect in every way.
Right. I can't wait to look in the mirror. I get better looking each day.
He is quoting.
I love this guy.
He is quoting Mac Davis songs.
I love this man. I really do.
Yep. Dave, here's a Mac Davis one for you. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
What's the next line? Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
Hi, can you finish this line? You picked a fine time to leave me.
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
That's it.
With four hungry children and crops in the field.
Wow.
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
Oh, my God.
Boy, are you good. How about, man, I feel like a woman.
Dun, 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 dun.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Yeah.
All right, go buy him some smelly stuff right now.
You go have a good time over at Target, all right?
All right.
Bye, Dave. Hello there, Don and Mike
Radio
Show.
Dodge.
Hello, howdy.
Hi, I had a question for Super Dave.
Call, he's stepping out right now.
1-800-SMELLS-LIKE-FEET. Hold on, he's still here.
He just ducked back in.
What's up?
Super Dave, will you be having dinner at Dick Mike's restaurant, and can you sing...
Is that the finger guy?
Nice. Look around.
The finger guy. We bought him.
Oh, yeah.
Finger guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just wanted to ask Mike if he ever made good on his offer to buy Super Dave a suit.
No, I haven't. As a matter of fact, I'm ready to do that whenever. You know, if we have the time, I got to stay here, but I'd love to do that. I'd love to. Do you think we can get him a suit today?
Today? I don't think so. It's
I mean, the place is literally right next door. Do you know that is seriously within walking distance?
Are you talking about buying off the rack?
Yeah, I think we could do off the rack. Do you know seriously?
We're so excited about it.
Seriously, the place that I'm talking about is much closer than Target.
Mm-hmm.
The men's warehouse is right around the corner.
But they don't. But Mikey smells like feet.
Well, it's okay. It's with new clothes.
Sorry, Dave. I mean, you're in the room.
I'm here.
I don't mean to say that like you're not here.
Well, I mean, why get smelly stuff when we can get him a suit?
Well, one step at a time.
Yeah. All right. Next time you're here, we're going to get you a suit. Thank you for reminding me, sir.
Right, because when I called in from New Orleans, we were going to go on a nice little shopping.
We are
going to
go. Now I feel guilty. And this caller's made me get. And now I feel like I'm rescinding my offer, and I'm not.
Yeah.
I want to do this.
Maybe guilty, Mike.
I want it to happen. I understand things are busy.
Yes, right.
But it can happen anytime.
It can happen any. You're
really not in a rush.
All right. How about this? Next week, could we bring him in? Like, and I'll get here early, and I'll take him there, and we'll get him set.
You bet.
I'll make arrangements with the guys, because, again, do that quick turnaround as far as alterations.
How about you take a DAT recorder with you?
Okay.
A little digital audio tape recorder,
mm-hmm.
and you actually tape your shopping spree with Dave for
Would
us.
You like that, Dave?
Sure.
You name me the day that's good for you next week, and we'll do it. What's that?
Somebody can get a limo. And
it's next door. Well, Joe, it's next door.
Hi, Joe!
Right,
a good idea, though.
And actually, my birthday is coming up, so that'd be a good birthday.
When is your birthday, Dave?
Couple
of weeks. You want to do it on your birthday?
Right. How old are you going to be, Dave?
40.
Rob, if somebody writes that down and reminds me of it, I will, do it. You know me, Mr. Thoughtful. I got to be reminded of everything.
It can be, right, it can be my big birthday celebration.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Ribbit, I'm a frog. Ribbit.
It's Charlie.
Hey, Tom, did you hear?
No, I didn't.
I'm buying cologne for Dave, and Mike's going to buy him a brand new suit of clothes.
You better buy me a suit and cologne better than Dave.
Why?
Because I'm better than David.
No.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Tom, you're number two. I'm sorry, you're number two.
Watch it. No, I'm not number one.
No, you're number two.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2,
good to hear it.
I like when he was talking about his discharge. Yeah. His violent discharge.
F you!
Okay, Christ. What a Valentine's Day show.
Uh-huh.
Who's horny? Oh, money today. Money, 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 money. We're giving away money when we play one of our great redneck line games.
Oh, you're going to love this.
Tell you about that when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Mike Show.
We may even do a little role play.
Yeah.
You and I will get
into role
character.
Play. I hate that because here it is. The guy always looks like a jerk. Honest to God, if you
have, you have the opportunity to play the guy, and you can play him any way you
right.
want.
No,
you can play him.
No, Gilman has written certain copy that I got to come out looking like a real.
Happy Valentine's Day, Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, Regis?
I'm too old to have sex.
He said it, I didn't. How are you, Regis?
Esther, they're doing the toilet facility. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
One more Regis save for you from the show this morning.
Okay.
I thought it was extraordinary. It was on TV. Listen to what Regis is discussing with Kelly. And she has, let me turn the music off. She has her skirt at a weird angle.
Really?
And here is Regis. And are these your lips?
Those are my lips right there.
Kind of small, aren't they?
What?
I like the big juicy lips.
Those are gigantic juicy lips.
Yeah.
She crosses her legs.
How are you? Was that before or after I talked about the marital bed? My marital bed.
He was out of control today, wasn't he?
He's talking about his snoring, saying, Joy left the marital bed.
There's one page in here that Dr. Ruth specifically wrote for me.
Oh, this is where he's doing Sex for Dummies?
And I'm sure it's dedicated to me, but it says right here, I'm too old to have sex.
No, you're never too old, Reed. You're never too old.
Human beings find that many of their faculties grow weaker as they grow older. But none that so many people gave up as easily as sex.
Isn't it great just listening to Regis read?
Yes. He is hysterical, and you know, well he's. He's pushing 80 now. I mean, he really is. People have to remember that. Come on.
He is. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Amanda.
Yeah, hi.
Amanda, hug and kiss. Is this Super Dave's Amanda?
Yeah.
How you doing, Super Dave's Amanda?
I met at Hooters one night. I just went up and introduced myself and just said hi.
Now, were you having a birthday party up at Hooters?
Yeah, we were at my friend Kenny's birthday party and having some drinks.
Oh, wait, and Kenny's.
Say hi.
Oh, see, I thought it was your birthday party. That's what
I
thought.
No, not my birthday.
Are you a lesbian, Amanda? Not that it matters to us. We love lesbians.
No, that's fine. I'm actually, we're not. Jen, my roommate, has a boyfriend. And I'm fabulous and single, so, you know.
Well, now, wait a minute, because didn't Jen tell us that you guys were lesbians or that you didn't mind going that way? I'm not sure.
No, I guess you guys didn't read the sarcasm in it.
No, we didn't.
Sarcasm.
Sorry about that. So there was sarcasm, so she's straight.
We don't get sarcasm.
She's straight as an arrow. There's still hope.
Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry.
So am I, Tom.
Tom.
Yeah?
Tom, what was that a minute ago?
F you!
F you!
That was somebody else. I was getting mad.
Ah, that's your anger management, Tom.
F you!
No, that was not.
F you.
Watch it. hey, Mike?
Yes, Tom.
Hey, Mike.
Can I talk to Charlie, please?
No,
Charlie,
not please. After that. Charlie's very upset.
F you.
Can I talk to Charlie and tell him I'm sorry?
F you.
You didn't say it to Charlie. You said it to Don and Mike.
Hey, Charlie?
Oh, Tom.
Charlie?
F you.
Hey, Don, stop it.
I'm going to go off again. You better watch it.
He's going to go off again.
Go ahead. Go off.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Go off, Tom.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Dave's better.
Watch.
You suck.
Watch it.
Dave's a better mascot than you are.
I'm better than Dave.
No.
Yes.
No.
Watch.
No.
Yes.
No.
You're
F.
Going.
You.
Watch it.
smell like
me. Hey, Charlie.
I can get him distracted.
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie. Good.
Hold on, please, Tom. Hello, Dave.
Hello. Hi,
Joe.
Joe.
Hi, Joe. Are you guys at are you guys at Target? Hello,
Joe.
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, hi, Dave.
Yeah, we're here. We're just getting some stuff. Got a 16-pack bar of Irish Spring.
Soap.
Right.
Well, soap's a good start, Mike.
You're right.
Soap. Soap helps with the foot smell.
Well, you're a 16-pack of Irish Spring.
It's cheap. It's only $6.
Oh, so you're making that $40 go a long way. What else are you looking at?
I got some high endurance salt spice 2-pack for $3.50.
That's right. A good deal.
Good. I like that. I like the Old Spice in the red container.
Mm-hmm. I got some revitalizing gel. Got everything.
What's right. You mean revitalizing gel?
Revitalizing.
Right.
Revitalizing gel.
Do you have any deodorant products?
Yeah, that's the 2-pack of Old Spice. Oh,
the Old Spice.
I'm sorry, I was thinking maybe that was a body spray. Right, he said that. I'm sorry.
It sounds to me like we've got some extra money. Have you thought about maybe going into the dental aisle?
Yeah, that's where we are now.
Oh, good.
I'm going to look at some of the different toothpaste and toothbrush when mine run out, and I got more to get.
I want to make sure that we have the three tips of the Holy Grail, that we have the soap, and that we have the stuff for your mouth,
right?
And deodorant. Actually, there's four, and deodorant. And more importantly, need something to mask that smell.
I've got a suggestion.
What about a cologne?
Hear me out here.
Okay.
Right, that's what we're looking for. We haven't fully found the cologne aisle yet.
Okay, now the cologne is good, and you definitely have to get that. But there's something you might find in the ladies section that might help you.
Oh.
It's a Playtex product. It's Playtex cleansing wipes. Remember that, Dave. Playtex cleansing wipes. You know what they are?
Can you get like baby wipes though?
They're like baby wipes, but they're for grown-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very cheap. And they're very cheap, and I love them.
Okay. Yeah, of course, what I was thinking about too is baking soda and cornstarch or something that might help.
Now, see, what you're doing there is you're making your own formula.
Dave, I've given you $40. Shoot the wad. Yeah, go for the moon, my friend.
Buy the good stuff.
Right.
And see if you can find some inserts for your shoes.
Right.
And the Playtex cleansing wipes.
Right.
Okay, can you remember that?
Right.
Talk to you soon.
Odor eaters.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
There he is, Super Dave.
Thanks, Dave. You sometimes get the impression when he says, right, that he's not listening to us.
Hi, Tom.
I'm coming down there next week.
Wait a minute.
Says who?
Says who?
I can't say. Somebody else told me.
How about Monday?
What?
How about Monday?
Monday? When? No. How about Tuesday?
No.
What's wrong with Monday?
Because I'm going grocery shopping Monday.
Tom, Monday is the only day we can have you on the show next week.
Perfect for us.
Why? What's Monday?
No, it's just you have to deal with that. Monday is the only day, day we have.
Yes or no, Tom? We're up on a break, please, my friend.
Dynamite, go to break, and Dave, you suck.
Oh, my. Wow. He didn't confirm.
That didn't work out well.
He didn't confirm his appearance, Don.
We'll leave the entire show open on Monday for him, Mike.
I think that's a good idea.
Wow.
Leave the entire show open.
You know what we'll call it? The Comeback Show. The Tom Gavin Comeback Special.
And we'll spell that first word a little differently. We'll spell it with three letters the way Tom does.
The way Tom does it.
Let's save some money. money.
Yeah. Only the way Tommy does it.
All right. Well, tomorrow, remind me, we'll talk about Paula Abdul claiming she's never been drunk.
Okay.
The negotiations between Michael Jackson and American Idol to get his songs on American Idol, and blah, blah, everything else that's on this list. But thank you, guys. There's no Anna Nicole Smith stuff today.
Yeah.
Thank you. For that, I thank you. We didn't get to any of the stuff on the list, but there was no Anna Nicole stuff there.
Can I do my impression anyway?
Sure.
Okay. Here we go. Excuse me. Let me just adjust my hair. Here we go. This one takes a while to prepare.
Like my body.
Thank you.
Well, it's that time. It's Valentine's Day, and we all know what that means. It's time for us to give away some money
to people that really deserve it.
Now we got 500 American dollars on the line. The game is very simple, my friends. What my Valentine doesn't know won't hurt her or hurt him.
This is for guys and gals. If you have a deep, dark secret, something that has been burning inside of you that you need to get out, now this is your opportunity.
There is no need for us to give you all of the setups with the possible lies or stretching of the truth that you may have had. The only thing we'll say is, please, we don't like dalliances out of marriage.
Right? No, they have to be, there's so many of those, and we have found them to be so dishonest. Not that some of the other ones aren't dishonest also.
Not that old adage isn't true, that cheat, eating ain't cheating.
Right.
And if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Yeah.
And not to say that we couldn't get a great story about somebody cheating with somebody else, but generally speaking, we don't believe those people.
And I believe that, when we're saying that, no cheating stories is what you're asking. When you said dalliances, the type of audience that responds to this game will not understand what you just said.
There I am, Mike, with my public education shining through.
Self-taught man right there. Dalliances.
That's the funniest thing you've ever said.
That's a pretty word.
Self-taught man.
Were now, you homeschooled yourself.
Let me... Oh, that's too bad. Tom was just on the phone. I was doing a whole setup saying, let me look in the mirror. Another homeschooled man. He was online, but he hung up.
Oh, no.
So the deal is, you call us at 877-365-3636 and tell us something your Valentine doesn't know that you don't want he or she to know. Then we call he or she, we get the crazy, crazy reaction, and we give you $500.
It's that simple.
Okay. We've done this game a lot of times, a lot of different ways, and the only other thing I'd like to say is that everybody right now, your Walmart stock, if you own stock in the Walmart company, do not be shocked when the stock momentarily takes a hit.
Because people are not shopping now. They're running for their telephones.
Right. And I know that the stock market is closed now. It's after 5 o'clock on the East Coast.
The closing
I'm talking about tomorrow.
Yeah, those sales figures will show up tomorrow.
When you wake up tomorrow and they say Walmart has tumbled 20%, do not call your broker and say unload the stock.
No.
Know that right now, everywhere across America, Walmarts are absolutely being flooded with people running out of the store.
And also, all major grocery store chains, you will notice that for a period of about an hour, you will not be selling any chocolate pies whatsoever. There will be no chocolate pie sales.
That'll come to a brief stop.
And before we go to break, mirror, mirror, on the wall. Tom? Oh, you know that little tart is playing with me now.
He's not talking on purpose?
Yeah, he calls up and waits for us to pick up the telephone, then he doesn't say anything.
You know what he's doing? He's trying to outwit you.
He's won.
Yes,
he's won.
I was going to say he doesn't stand half a chance.
Is that a half-wit joke? Yeah,
thank you. It was funny that you said that, too.
That's a dalliance.
It was the dalliance. You may have people out there that are going to play this game right now. What the hell does dalliance mean? What's a dalliance? Is that doing somebody else?
I know what dalliance is. It's a great car made by Mitsubishi. The Mitsubishi Dalliance.
That's what he's talking about.
All right, cats, here we go. It's $500 in cash. Ooh. You know the game. It's the line game. We'll be right back. Call now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hi, honey.
I just realized I forgot Valentine's Day again. I know this is the third year in a row. And I know you're going to be a raving bitch about it when I get home. But at least I'm trying. So why don't you just climb off my ass?
Like foul-mouthed bobblehead dolls, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let me see, we've got Super Dave here on Valentine's Day. He's out shopping for deodorants with Joe at Target. We'll hear from him in a moment.
Wonderful.
Also, I just looked at my email. What a fantastic deal. Any guy out there that screwed up and didn't get something for his chick on Valentine's Day, I'm going to give you the excuse right now. That's going to work. Now, you're going to have to get her flowers tomorrow.
Right.
But here's what you do. And because it really happened to me. I was wondering all day, where are the flowers that I ordered for my gal pal?
Right.
And as it turns out, I got an email from whatever 1-800-Flowers, whatever it is, saying, due to inclement weather, the flowers will not be delivered till tomorrow. However, I get $20 off because they're a day late because of all the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, guys. If you don't have it, I'm telling you, there's your excuse.
You can say this happened, then you go out, you hand buy the flowers tomorrow. Bingo.
Brilliant. Right.
Brilliant.
Now, you know, the problem is, here's the only thing, though. You might still have to call a florist to have them delivered.
You should. Really.
Because if you're going to go with what I'm going with, mm-hmm. which is the truth, and how odd it is that it works out for me that I'm using the truth here,
mm-hmm.
but the flowers didn't arrive because the weather was bad. If I showed up tomorrow with the flowers, she might put two and two together. There's got to be some guy showing up to the house in a van with the flowers to make it palatable that they weren't delivered today because of the weather.
But the thing is, you do have your legitimate built-in excuse. I mean, the weather on the East Coast is horrible, so that, you know, I think that you're covered. However, that will not work for future years when there is not inclement weather.
No.
You're screwed at that point.
What it was today, if you didn't get your chick something today, it was like that episode of The Simpsons where Bart Simpson prays that it snows.
Right.
And then it does snow and he doesn't study for his test.
That's it.
You know, God gave you the free pass today.
Right. You got him a 59, but the little girl and the teacher brought it up to a passing grade.
Thank you, Jimmy. All of that is Valentine's Day, and that is today. And thank God the hysteria ends tomorrow. That's maybe the only good thing about all this wild little winter weather.
No more football after today and no more Valentine's Day. What to look forward to?
At least on the news, they couldn't leave with a stupid, even though everybody on TV that I was wearing either a red dress or a red tie, they could not lead with all of their stupid planned Valentine's Day crap because the weather was so bad.
I just hope that today Topper is going to wear a bright red Outback hat. You know, that kind of Australian cowboy hat that he wears?
I've always thought that's like his Indiana Jones hat when he's out on the weather terrace.
Not really a cowboy hat, you know, more of a Crocodile Dundee kind of hat.
Okay, here we go with what my Valentine doesn't know won't hurt him, won't hurt her.
That's right.
As always, in the first round of this game for $500 in cash, let's see what we got. Let's see if we got a good one here, and maybe not.
Very good.
We'll just go through these calls. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, what's your name?
Mike.
Mike, where are you from, Mike?
What's up, Don and Mike? Here in Wichita.
Wichita, Kansas, right on KFH.
Yeah.
That may be a Don and Mike Heritage Station. That may be a 10-year affiliate,
wow.
I think.
How you doing out there in Tornado Alley?
Oh, man, it's kind of cold and snowing right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, friend, what is it that your fiance, oh, I see. Oh, hey, who put that on the screen? We don't even need the callers now. Oh, you know what it is?
What?
I'm wondering why it looks so much more efficient on the screen.
Why does it look efficient?
Joe's gone.
Right.
And Rob and John are back on the phone. Who knew that? Rob, are you doing that? Hey, Robbie. Robbie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, you big lummox. You're doing a good job.
Thank you, sweetie. Happy Valentine's Day.
I had no idea that we had software. It says, Mike gave wife's gifts from ex-fiancé. Oh. He's from Wichita. I never get this type of information on the call
screen. So you've got all that detail on there.
Don't even really need to talk to the guy.
Yeah.
I don't even need to tell you a story now.
Oh, no, yes, you do.
Yeah, please.
Yes, you do. We do need to know. You gave your wife gifts from your ex-fiance. Please explain, what were the gifts?
Well, I was engaged here, I don't know, maybe about a year and a half ago, this lady, and basically we broke it off, and because I was dating my current wife at the time, and I gave her what I had held back for the wedding ring that we both picked out, me and my ex-fiance. We picked out the wedding ring, and then my current wife, I just presented it to her.
Remember when I said about the Walmarts?
Yeah. Then did you mean that's an engagement ring, Mike, that you gave? You were going to give your ex-fiance this engagement ring, and you decided to propose to your current wife with the same ring?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Get her done.
Pretty good. I mean, it's not a shocker, but it's still big.
And it took
a bit of... I also had some leftover, not leftover, but lingerie that my ex had never used, that she bought at Victoria's Secret, and they're pretty much about the same size, and current wife's a little smaller, but so it fit her real well, and I just said I bought it for her. So.
See, that is so much more in detail than simply gave wife gifts from ex-fiance.
Right. Yeah,
you gave this phone system works that great. After that, it's just like the tip of the iceberg.
Who knew? He gave the wife an engagement ring that was designed for another woman, and then I guess what, she had lingerie lying around the house, Mike, your ex-fiance that you just scooped
up? No, it's not like, it was still wrapped up in the box.
Okay. All right, hold on a second, dude. And how long have you been married?
6 months.
Oh, it's fresh.
Hold on. Are you lying to us, Mike?
No, man.
Don, is your crap detector going off a little bit?
It's just, it's almost like the perfect storm.
Too good to be true.
First call, and it's not just that he gave his wife, it's not, hold on a second, Mike. It's not just that he gave his wife gifts. He gave his wife an engagement ring from another chick.
I mean, that's something that's extremely personal. She's probably got it on her finger right now.
I know.
And the lingerie. I'd like to fall out.
All right, hold on a second, Mike.
All right.
Hold on, please. Let's see who else we got. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is Billy.
Hi, Billy. Where are you from?
From Florida, West Palm Beach.
Right on. Thank you for listening, Billy.
Billy, what does your Valentine not know?
Well, my wife, actually, I just found out about 5-6 months ago that I have a son, but it was from a long, long time ago. In fact, he's 21 years old, and I just found out about 6 months ago, and I haven't told her yet.
Now, see, here's where we get into the infidelity thing.
Yeah.
This could be even maybe potentially better than the other one.
Yes, it could.
The kid that you had 21 years ago, what was your relationship like with the mother?
I was 15 at the time. I only dated her for about 3 or 4 months.
How long have you been married to your current wife?
6 years.
6 years. So she knows nothing about this. How did you find out about it, Billy?
Thank you, Mike. Perfect
Stephen got a hold of my mom.
We're not familiar with your family. Who is Stephen?
My son got a hold of my mom in Massachusetts where I grew up.
This is your 21-year-old son that you didn't know about?
Yes, sir. Right. And he got a hold of my mom, and my mom called me. She wanted to say something to Pam, my wife Pam, and
were you aware, Billy? Hold on. Were you aware 21 years ago that you had planted your seed?
No. I had no idea that he was even around.
Okay, now I want to tell you why I believe this. As someone who's adopted, and I don't know who my parents were.
Right.
If someone laid some news on me to say, "Hey, I know where your dad is," I might make a call.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. And I'm curious, Billy, if your 21-year-old son, does he want to be a part of your life now?
Well, his mom died in a car accident, and I guess that's when he came looking for me shortly after her death.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well,
but he is 21. That's the thing.
He was 21, yeah.
And it is that your wife doesn't know that you have a kid.
No.
Well, here's the thing. Is your wife going to flip out? Because it happened... I mean, here's what we're looking for is a little drama.
Right.
I don't know if a wife is necessarily going to be pissed off because this happened eons before you knew your wife.
She might be pissed off if you said, listen, I want you to know I have a 21-year-old son and he's coming to stay with us.
Well, he doesn't want anything from me. I mean, he's still living, I think he's living in northern Massachusetts, like right near Vermont area.
You know, hold on. We'll leave you implied.
Still a finalist, don't you think?
I agree.
That's just on the pure drama of that, on the pure Maury Povich drama.
Hold on, we have somebody who wants to piggyback on the guy in Wichita. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Jim.
Yeah.
Jim, what's happening?
That guy from Wichita is a DJ.
A DJ for what station?
DJ.
T95 was the station he used to be on. Hank the Mechanic.
Hold on a second. Let's go to this guy right now and find out if he is, in fact, a DJ. Mike, are you a DJ?
Are you Hank the Mechanic?
No, man. I don't even know what the hell he's talking about. I know I've heard that guy. That ain't me, man.
Yeah. Listen to that jive ass.
Well, now, hold on, sir. If you're making this accusation, you got to do a little inquisition on your own. Go ahead and ask him any questions here.
Sure. What state were you born in, sir?
What's that?
What state were you born in?
I was born in Kansas, man.
Man, people from Kansas don't talk quite like that, bud.
Well, hold on. You talk like that.
But I went out of town, man. I lived out of state for about 5 years.
Where to?
If you are basing this on the... I don't doubt that there's some DJ, some hack DJ, who's got someone on their show with someone who talks like this, get her done. I mean, just about every goddamn show in Wichita, Kansas has that, don't they?
Yeah, I would think so. And if we're being scammed, we're going to find out about it eventually.
You guys are definitely being scammed.
Now you're passionate about this. You really do believe this guy is scamming us. And
why would you think that?
My crap detector was going, woo-woo.
Hey, we need proof of somebody. Yeah, I mean, it's really frustrating for us because we've never heard of the guy. So it's hard for us to judge, all the way from across the country here.
I mean, I don't know why someone would say that, man.
The fact that, and I'll tell you why.
Both of you talk at the same time again, please?
The reason I'm getting a little concerned here is because Mike, the guy that's being accused on two separate occasions, says, I don't know why you'd say that, man. And that... He didn't sound like that initially when we talked to him.
Mike?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah.
Are you a DJ?
No, man.
Because if we were to find out that you were, that would be bad.
Well, yeah.
I'm trying to think how we'd be able to...
I don't think he's... Besides, what do we care?
And it doesn't sound like he's a DJ. It sounds like maybe he was... Was he a character on another show?
Was he like a stunt boy or a danger boy? Is that what he was?
No, I mean, that was just his regular... I mean, he's just doing a little bit of a change from his standard voice.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna throw the second guy out because I believe the first guy before the second guy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm totally 100% wrong on that.
Yeah, now, and I really had no crap detector going at all, and now... Now that last call got me all lathered up.
Let's try somebody else. Let's try a new line. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Randall.
Hello, Randall. Where are you from?
I'm from Wichita.
Another call from Wichita.
Amazing.
Everything's bigger in Kansas. That's
Randall, are you calling to participate in the game, or are you calling to talk about this guy that we've got on the phone?
Well, I was calling to participate in the game, but I have to agree with the caller that says that is Hank the Mechanic.
Wow.
For the record, who the frig is Hank the Mechanic?
He's a dude on a heavy metal show, and he got canceled.
So he was like a character on a show.
I believe whoever he is, we're giving him way too much credit.
I believe so, too.
Yeah, you're right. But I've got a good story.
Okay, please, let us hear it.
Okay, well... I've got free tickets, season tickets, to a hockey team here in Wichita, the Thunder, and I told my boss that my wife is handicapped so I could get glass side seats. And we go to the game, and they're all up in the rafters, and we're walking down, and they're all looking at my wife like, what is wrong with her?
And I guess when you're a hockey fan in Wichita, you call those tickets glass side seats.
Well, yeah, it's right behind the glass.
I know. We used to call it on the ice when I was, that's cool.
It's not a pro. All right, so your glass side, and who is
I'd like the glass side seat.
Now, does your wife pretend that she's handicapped?
She doesn't know, and they don't know. They think that there's something wrong with her.
Oh my God, this is better.
This could be the winner of all of them we've got.
Because he has lied, so she doesn't go to the games.
No, she did go to the game, but she asked how I got the free tickets. And I said, well, they just gave them to me at work. They had extra.
Hold on. I get what's going on. He's taken her to the games, and his co-workers and boss, who are sitting not glass side,
right,
are sitting up in the rafters. They've seen him and his wife, and they've tried to figure out what handicap it is that his wife has.
Randall, what did you say was your wife's malady? How did you get these tickets? What did you say her problem was?
Well, what happened was is the secretary sent a note out to all of us that said we've got tickets, and And I, what I did is I went and told the secretary, I said, could I have something a little lower or something on the aisle because my wife is handicapped.
Right.
And they put us right down on the glass.
And you just blurted this out one day, Randall? You just volunteered this?
Well, I thought, you know, I could upgrade my seats and there wouldn't be any problems.
Right. And your wife has no idea. You've really just tarnished her image.
All right, hold on a second, Randall.
Wow.
You're a keeper. Hold on a second. Here's an update now on the DJ thing.
Mechanic.
Here's Chad, and it says on the screen he's south of Wichita. See, that's where you can tell that Rob is screening these calls and not Joe. I never get anything like south of Wichita.
South of Wichita.
North of Wichita.
That's right. Now, Joe would never trouble you with those facts.
As a matter of fact, who knew that that's how you spelled Wichita? I'm used to Joe's spelling, W-I-T-A. Rob has it, W-I-C-H-T-I. He spelled it the right way. W-I-C-H-I-T-A.
That's it. Wichita.
When Joe puts it on the screen, a lot of times it's W-I-T-A.
Wichita.
Chad.
Yes.
What's happening, Chad?
Nothing. That guy's busting his balls because that is not Hank the Mechanic. I listen to T95 all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's not the same voice. He's just busting his balls.
Okay, all right. That's the guy that says saying the guy's credible.
Let's talk about this other station a little longer, though. Well, let's mention them a few more times.
Well, they've been canceled.
Okay.
Apparently they've got such a following.
They're going to be back on the air tomorrow morning.
All right.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Bye.
And anybody that tunes in for the return of the Hank and the Mechanic show tomorrow, if you call in, you're going to get glass side seats.
Hello, Todd and Mike show. Hello, who's this?
This is Adam.
Adam, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Right on.
Here we go. He's lying.
What, Adam? What, Adam 12, what's your story?
Well, my wife and I, when we were first married, I had an affair with another woman and contracted herpes. And about a year ago, my wife had an outbreak of herpes and didn't know that it was from my affair. She just thought it was some infection she picked up.
Here's our first rule: is that we can't we don't go with infidelities.
Yeah, but I also we think the story's crap. But I don't doubt that you have herpes.
Especially from since I'm from Sacramento.
Yes.
Glad you guys are great. You. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Good night.
No, you're great.
That's like on American Idol when you say "off you go." And he's smiling. He goes, thank you, Mike.
Other door.
You're great. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thanks.
Off you go.
All right. Treat those outbreaks.
We got to hit a break here.
We got three great ones.
Yeah.
So let's see. Right now we have the guy who gave his wife
the ex-fiance's ring, the engagement ring, gave that to his current wife. She is wearing the ring of another woman.
Then there was the guy in Florida, Billy, who found out that he has a kid and his wife doesn't know it. Yeah,
21-year-old son, Stephen.
Then there's the one that I would vote for right now if we were going to do this right this very second.
Yeah.
The guy who told his boss his wife is handicapped so he could get, as he said, glass side seats for the Wichita hockey team.
Because she's handicapped. Can you give me something better?
And
that has potential if the wife is, you know, a woman who doesn't like that kind of thing.
And he takes his wife to the game and his friends look at her and try to figure out what she has.
Right.
Here's the only thing. I'm sure you asked him this. I got to ask him as well. Randall.
Yeah.
Randall, when your friends have said to you, I know Mike asked you this, but I don't remember the answer. When your friends ask you what's wrong with your wife, what do you say?
Tourette syndrome.
And there goes all of the air out of the balloon.
Now he's BSing us.
It was.
Yeah, Randall, that was a scam.
It was too good.
No, seriously.
No, it was a scam.
No,
it's a scam.
No,
that is not a
look. Randall.
Please believe it is not Randall.
You didn't say Tourette's.
Randall, she doesn't listen. First of all, of course she's not handicapped, but second,
the whole thing.
You wouldn't pick Tourette's because your friends look at my. Excuse me.
Well, saying things would happen.
When you're at a hockey game, it looks like that.
I just had to hang up on him, and I had to hit the dumb button myself.
That's what she would be saying. That is exactly what she wants.
See, Mike, I do have cat-like reflexes.
You do.
I hit the button on myself.
And we have plenty of backup on that one, too.
I said that she would be, if in fact she had Tourette's.
She would be hurling expletives into the air.
She'd be saying,
right.
Woo, son of a bitch, F-F-A.
But it would not, and Tourette's would not require
right.
glass-side seats.
No.
You know, a severe walking disorder would require glass-eyed seats.
Pat, south of Wichita. Pat.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing just fine. What's just sitting here listening to you guys like I do every day.
Yes, Pat. What's happening?
Oh, not much, man. Just listening to this guy that's supposed to be about the wedding ring and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Out of Wichita. He's off T95. He used to be.
Like I said, can we mention the station's call letters a few
pretty,
more times?
Pretty astonishing that this guy has tapped into a redneck pulse that we're
astonished. Whoever this guy is who got fired, he should be hired as the mayor of Wichita for being on the radio.
Absolutely. And he's probably, if he is indeed trying to scam us, he's very happy right now.
Yeah, he's been on, I'll guarantee you. I've been listening to these guys for
can I tell you something, friend? Years. Hold on just a moment. To me, you sound like him.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And the guy, one of the other guys that called and bust him, he sounded like him, too.
Yep.
Like I said, I've never called this show before. I've been listening.
Well, what we're hearing is about, you know, 30 guys calling him that sound like Larry the Cable Guy.
You all sound like you should
just
be saying get her done.
Backwoods rednecks from Oklahoma. I don't know what to say about that.
Well, we've gotten people that said he is and people that say he ain't.
Huh?
Huh?
Exactly.
Huh?
I can't hear you.
Have you ever had glass-eyed seats?
Have I ever had what?
Don't worry about it. Thank you, Pat.
Okay, bye.
Hey, you guys have a good one. I've never talked to him, but I will. You know, I like that. All right.
All right.
Have a good one, man.
Like
have a good
one. I'd like to fall out.
Have a good one.
Please.
Have a good one.
I'd like for your intestines.
Tell Don and Mike, man. Pat loves
them. We'll pass that along to him.
I'd like your intestines to fall out right now. I'd like for all of your internal organs to fall out right now in a bloody mess in between your legs. Hey, clean up in aisle 7, speaking of Walmart.
Have a good one.
Okay, y'all take care.
Y'all take care.
Love you to death.
Thank ye.
Best to ye and yours.
I just thought I'd like to talk to him.
I like Dave better than Tom.
That's very good. Sure. We'll pass along that vote as well.
Don't we all?
Yeah, man. I've been listening.
Have a good
one. All right. You guys take care of yourself.
Take care. Bye-bye. Long goodbye.
Well, there, my well-versed friend. How do you like life on the other side of the glass over there?
They have computers and everything.
You are so bright.
Thank you, Don. You too.
No, I mean that. The way you put stuff up on the screen is totally different than the way Umdum puts it up on the screen.
Well, remember back in the dear dim past, I did that.
You know, I wouldn't give up the ghost, though. Rob's got to be back here for the show, but he could probably go back there and make that happen for you because I think Joe's trainable.
Joe. Trainable means retard.
He's mentally retarded.
All right, let's pick one of these calls and play this stupid game when we come back, okay? Right.
Yeah, we got two to choose from now because we 86 Randall. We got Mike and Billy. Mike gave the old engagement ring to his wife, and Billy has a 21-year-old son his wife don't know about.
Oh, but every other line is ringing as well, so we'll get to the bottom of this when we come right back.
This is the Don.
It's Valentine's Day, and all you got me was this cheap-ass card. Where's the flowers? Where's the candy? I thought I meant something to you. I thought we had a connection.
Happy Valentine's Day, Don and Mike Show.
That's like the worst shout in the world.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Your source for warmth, the Don and Mike Show.
Happy Valentine's Day.
See you. Well, here's a good one.
Ah, that's delightful.
All right, let me see. We'll bring in Super Dave.
Yeah.
Super Dave is going to help us with the end of this What My Valentine Doesn't Know game. And also he can tell us about what he bought at Target.
Yeah, he had a little shopping spree today.
I saw him out in the hallway and he said he had a treasure trove. His words, not mine. A treasure trove. Hey, Dave, what did you get at Target?
I got all kinds of stuff.
Well, share it with us, Dave. Show us what you have.
What'd you get, buddy?
A little show-and-tell Dave style.
Buddy?
A little Stetson.
Oh, that's a lovely cologne.
Cologne. Nice. Stetson Black. That's nice.
I don't like that.
Stetson Black.
This is Robert DeMille, man.
I don't care for it. Got some stuff to go with my fusion system.
Now share. What do we have? We have shaving cream?
Right, shaving gel.
Shaving gel.
The sensitive hydrogel.
Right.
then I got the Hydra Smooth after I shave.
Oh, that's to smooth your face.
Right, and then I got the blade.
Oh, you got the blades
for
that.
Fusion Power.
So you got yourself a state-of-the-art razor.
Right.
Dave, didn't you have a shaved head?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's right.
I do that in the summertime.
Ah, yes, summertime.
And the living is easy.
Then I got some Febreze.
Sure.
So throughout the day.
Right.
As the time goes on.
Absolutely. Yep,
I understand. I don't stay as fresh through the day.
Exactly.
Some people use deodorant or body sprays. You use Febreze.
You know, you might surprise yourself. You might not even need that Febreze with all this stuff that you have.
Hope you don't.
What else
you got? And then I got some white antimicrobial moisturizing wipes.
Wonderful.
Some wipes, good.
That's good.
That's a good thing.
Got some high endurance deodorant.
That's good. That's good stuff.
Boy, oh boy.
Got the odor eaters for the shoes.
Oh, wonderful
stuff.
Spray.
And look at that, a big thing of all to wash your clothes in.
Right.
Some laundry detergent.
And some fresh breath spray.
Wonderful.
All I can say is whoever financed that for you has a heart of gold.
And got a electric toothbrush.
You know, it seems to me that whoever paid for all of that must have given you hundreds of dollars.
Sounds like it. Dave.
And
Dave.
The new Dave. Extreme.
Dave.
I want to say thank you to Don.
Oh, Mike. I don't want nothing for this, Mike.
And the Tag body spray. That's supposed to drive the women crazy.
Yeah. Tom's initial.
Hey, Dave. He got you all that stuff.
Come on.
Show him a little love.
Right. Thank you very much.
How about a hug?
Sure.
I'm kidding. not until you put the stuff on that makes you smell better.
And the Aquafresh toothpaste he's got there.
Oh,
too.
Right. The extreme cleaning stuff.
Uh-huh. Extreme cleaning.
How'd the shopping go, Joe?
It was great, and I would like to shout out to Tommy from Armand's because he threw in $40 out in the parking lot, too.
Wow.
$95.
Oh, well, no wonder it looked like my $40 went so far.
Boy, I was going to say, that's quite a little windfall.
Right, we burned
and then
that.
And then the 16-pack Irish Spring.
And is that your favorite soap?
Yes, it is.
Good stuff.
Well, glad to hear it. Super Dave.
Just got a hot breaking text.
This is a great text.
Rob
just got a text message from Robert Mailman. Message. This is effed up. I am currently in a ditch in McLean.
Oh, no. Oh, Robert. Sorry. Robert hit some black ice.
You gotta look out for those black guys.
Does Dave have running water?
Yes.
I don't know. Dave, do you have running water?
Yes, I do.
Is your shower fixed?
We don't have a shower. All we have is a bathtub.
Hot water. You have hot water. Well, you got plenty of toiletries there that are going to make your bathing experience something special. And make sure nobody rips you off. You hold on to that stuff.
And Dave, don't forget, we'll get you down here in a couple of weeks, and Mike's going to take you out and buy you a new suit of clothes.
I'm going to take you right next door. We're going to go to the men's warehouse there, and we're going to get you a really, really nice outfit, maybe a couple of them.
Let's see if we can finish this game up here with Dave making the call. What are you smelling right now?
No, it's Joe's spray. Joe did a little spraying. Not Joe's spray, but what was that you sprayed in here, Joe?
It's a fag. I mean, tag. He's a tag fag now. I used
should have had some of that when Mercedes was here.
Let's see if Dave wants to help out with this game. What my Valentine doesn't know one for her or him.
Boy, Joe, you went heavy on that spray, my friend.
Whoa.
Wow, you know, Al Gore was right.
Oh, man, yes, the environment's getting warmer as we speak.
Christ, there's a lot of aerosol spray in this room right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's bad.
Strike a match.
Mike, you want to try the guy in Wichita or the guy in Miami?
Go for the guy in Wichita. Okay. I like the engagement thing.
Yeah,
I don't care. Now. You know, and you know what? This is a protest against all those people that said it was that hump from the other radio.
Right. Try to do it. Now, Dave, here's the setup. You're going to be calling a woman named Cindy. Or hold on, do we want Mike to say this? Do we want Dave to say this? I mean, Mike, the caller.
Right. I think Mike's got to tell his wife what the secret is. That's part of the deal.
But maybe Dave can just...
set it up.
Dave can do what you and I do.
Yeah, we can have Dave call, and once we get the clearance from the wife, we can say we're playing a little game called What My Valentine Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her.
See, Dave, the setup here is, and please don't tell the wife this, the husband gave his wife an engagement ring...
That belonged to another woman, that he bought for another woman.
That he'd given to his ex-fiancée, and also she wore underpants and bras that the other woman bought.
Right.
Okay.
And what you're going to do is you're going to say, hey, hi, the woman's name is Cindy. And what you're going to say, Dave, is, Cindy, thanks for coming on the show. We're playing a little radio game. And
have your husband, Mike, on the phone.
We have your husband, Mike, right. on the And you might want to tell her happy Valentine's Day.
You ready, Robbie?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
nice. I just all burped right. and sounded like Anna Nicole Smith.
Without further let's welcome... What's her name again?
Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the Don and Mike Show. Here's our friend Super Dave.
Hi, Cindy.
Oh. Go ahead, start again, Dave.
Right. Hi, Cindy. This is Super Dave. We're playing a little game called What My Fiance...
Valentine
doesn't know...
Won't hurt her.
Won't hurt her.
Right.
And we... And we have your husband on the other line.
Okay.
Beautiful. Well done, Dave. Thank you very much,
Dave. Dave.
And now here is Mike. Mike, you have something that you want to tell your wife now.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead now. It's all on you, Mike. It's time for you to speak to your wife.
Hey, before you do this, I would just like to ask, what's her name again?
Cindy.
Hey, Cindy. Is your husband like some Larry the Cable Guy on some crappy FM station in Wichita?
Is he what? Is Larry the Cable Guy?
No, does your husband
is he a DJ?
Work as a a doing bits on radio? Has he been on the radio?
Not today.
Just today.
I believe.
All right,
beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike, go ahead. Please tell your wife what she needs to hear on Valentine's Day.
Hey, Cindy.
Yes.
Hello.
Cindy, can you hear Mike?
Yes.
Go ahead, Mike.
Remember when we went out and, I got you the engagement ring?
Yes.
Well, that belonged to Mary. She actually never wore it, but we picked it out, and that's just the ring that I gave you.
Okay, so is this a joke?
No, the wedding ring belonged to Mary.
But I'll tell you right now,
is your crap detector going off?
Yeah, because of her response. Yeah.
Figured $1,500 wedding ring, I just give it to you.
This is a joke, right?
Now, Mike, tell her about the underpants.
What?
And you guys, come on, you guys said that she wore them. She never wore them.
No.
Well, tell her about
tell her about the lingerie, Mike.
Well, that was actually bought for Mary, too, but she never wore it.
Is this a joke?
No. She never wore it. That's what I gave to you. I mean, I gave her other cool stuff for Valentine's Day today.
You gave your wife, Cindy, other Valentine's Day gifts?
Oh, yeah, chocolates and flowers, things like that.
But the engagement ring...
was a ring that you gave your ex-fiancée.
Your ex-fiancée never wore it because you never actually went through with it, right?
Right. She never wore it, just like she never wore the lingerie and none of that stuff.
So the ex-fiancée never had the ring on her finger?
No.
Well, that kind of...
But you picked it out with her.
Yes.
Kind of takes the lead out of our pencil a little bit. What about the lingerie?
You guys said she wore it, but she never wore it.
Did you pick it out together with her?
Oh, I bought it for her, though.
You bought it for her.
I bought it for Mary, but...
Did you ever have any clue that the engagement ring you're wearing, Cindy, actually was picked out for another woman?
No.
No?
How do you feel about that?
Not real happy.
Uh-huh.
Not real happy. You know, Mike, I wish you would have told us this part about her never... Because what you're doing is softening the blow when your wife is on the telephone mm-hmm. by saying she never wore the ring... You see, honey, what your husband intimated when he called us was that he had given the ring to a woman and that you were getting a ring that had already been used by a woman. And furthermore, he went out and he bought her lingerie and had so much like crotchless panties and training bras and everything and nursing bras or whatever they are that are sexy for chicks. He had so much stuff for her left over. He just gave you the scraps.
No, the only time she ever wore it's when we tried it on.
Oh, dear.
I thought you said she didn't wear them.
Well, she didn't wear it. She tried it on to see if it fit and looked good and all that. Well, look,
define wearing. Wearing is, were the underpants near her hair?
I know I'm the retard of the bunch, but wearing, it's defined, means putting something on.
Very good, Dave.
Whether it's for
Thank
one
you,
second
That's
or
right,
for
Dave.
One day.
That's right. But that, you know, all of this is all well and good here, but I'm just still questioning reactions a little bit.
Me too. So
that's that. You got all the information, Cindy, and that's why the game's called What My Valentine Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her, and now you've been informed. So, Cindy, what happens now?
I'm not sure. I'm just kind of, I don't know.
Okay.
Why don't you threaten him with divorce?
We've only been married 6 months.
Only 6 months.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks for playing the game, both of you guys.
Thank you. Thank you both very much.
I think we'll have a very nice parting gift for both of you.
Very nice.
You see, Mike, the thing is, for whatever reason, we just don't believe you, dude.
Okay.
In fact, the whole thing is, everybody's getting silent now, and
yeah,
it's just
very quiet.
That always arouses a suspicion.
Mike,
are you suspicious, Dave?
A little bit.
Mike,
little
we
bit.
Always like giving liars a chance to come clean on the show and get the prize anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if there's something you want to tell us, you know, we will have spies everywhere. This is the time to tell us.
Are you lying to us, Mike, about all of this with your wife?
I promise I'm not, man.
All right, man.
Obviously, she's upset. So I wish I was, but I'm not.
Okay.
Are you upset, honey?
Yeah.
She's not talking, and that's not always a sign that it's BS. It's sometimes a sign that she's overwhelmed.
Right. What are you upset about, if you don't mind me asking?
What are you most upset about?
And picking at this wound.
Well, I mean, it just makes you wonder, you know, what else is there?
Yeah, what else is there? That's an honest answer. That's a legit answer.
Well,
I'm coming back to the other.
Valentine's
I'm coming back to the other side now, Don.
Right.
The dark side. The dark side where I believe our listeners.
So that's kind of the end of the game. I guess we should have called the guy who has a 21-year-old kid.
Yeah, or, you know, maybe his wife wouldn't have said anything either.
Maybe she wears lingerie.
Hey, Mike. Dave like that.
Mike. All right.
I guess I got some left over.
Know your audience.
Okay.
Yeah, know your audience. That's
There you go. That's how we play the game. That's $500.
Thanks, Mike. Mike, what's your favorite kind of pie?
Mike?
Chocolate.
Very good.
Chocolate pie.
Interesting. Okay.
See, the fact that
I got that answer disturbs me more now.
Because he might be playing dumb.
Yes.
Because a dumb guy wouldn't have known to say the chocolate pie thing, because that's our code for somebody being dumb.
In the way we run this silly little show, the right answer would have been apple.
All right.
Rob thinks we should only give them $80. Rob is here to discount the prize.
He's very good at that.
Everybody hold on.
He's got a strong background in retail.
Hold on a second. As you know, our legions of private investigators, many of them with legions, are calling now. Hello, Adam.
Yeah, it's Adam from Sacramento again.
Yes, Adam, again.
Yeah, I got a trifecta on this guy.
Wait a minute, Adam, I'm sorry. You cannot call to be a super sleuth. You're the one that called about the herpes.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
That
Hold
was the herpes
second.
Line. That's not fair.
And he was still on the line.
That's
my mistake.
Ridiculous.
I'm sorry. Where's some more of our sleuths? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
It's you.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well.
Hey. I wanted to let you guys know that if you're celebrating VD Day today, you have to separate. Tomorrow it's STD Day.
Why are you laughing at that, Rob? Why the hell are you laughing at that?
If you don't laugh, you cry.
What was the joke?
It wasn't even a joke. I was laughing at how bad it was.
Yes. Okay, but what was the bad joke?
That if today is VD, tomorrow is STD. It's not funny.
Today is VD, tomorrow is STD. SVD?
No,
I'm out. I have no idea. STD for sexually transmitted diseases.
Right. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Cricket!
Right. And on live one, and on HFS, Ed North has...
What?
Ed North has the shovel of wisdom, yeah. And I'd like to break it out on this guy.
Okay.
Are you mentioning another radio show?
He is, but I think it's on our station in Baltimore.
Okay. Right, oh, that's good. All right. Good.
He's
I'm sorry.
He's got what's called the shovel of wisdom.
Yes, you said that before.
Anybody that's stupid or ignorant, he whacks them with the shovel of wisdom.
He's got a KMS shirt on as well. Those are the morning guys on HBO.
Hey, that's right. That's right. Is that the show you're talking about?
No,
that's
show another show.
That's another show.
Okay. Are you familiar with Hank the mechanic?
No.
All right. He's
all right.
Very popular in Wichita.
I tell you what, Dave, why don't you go in the other room and just work all this out with these people on the phone? Would you mind?
Would you talk to them on the
phone? Would you mind? Just go back to the screener's room.
Don't you have a party to go to?
Right.
We got to get you out of here.
Sports bar.
Yep. No problem
at
all.
And also, it's Buzz's News Hour coming up.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
So we got to roll on.
Happy Valentine's Day, Dave.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Great job today.
Thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Let's take a couple of quick calls here from our jury of your peers. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don Mike.
Yes.
Hey, what celebrity does this guy's wife resemble, and how she look in the lingerie? That's what I'd like to know.
Oh, for goodness sake. We're all the people who want to weigh in on this. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, give the rest of the money to Dave. Let him go to Hooters and have a good time.
That's not a bad idea.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Better to keep the money.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Rob wants to keep the money.
Of course he does.
Hey, is the lady still on the phone?
Yeah, she's on one of these lines. Why?
I think you might need to ask her a few more questions. Get Mike on there, man. He'll
No, you know, she's not offering anything, and she's not going to.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Dave from Wichita. This guy's full of crap.
Why?
Because he's from Wichita.
That's not fair.
That was all right. Here's all I have to say.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, you know, really, I think this is a terrible reason to diminish that Walmart stock today, which you're going to see tomorrow, really, when those stores emptied out.
It'll bounce back.
The shame.
That's how we play the game, Mike. And, of course, like in life, there's not always a winner at the end of the game.
But you remember the silver lining here, okay? Come late summer, some of their houses are going to be blown clean off the slab.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Wrong tape.
The only thing I can tell you is that when I speak,
yes,
I'm very conscious about the audiences that are listening to my words.
Oh. Amen. Let's give the guy $500 and be done with it, okay?
Yes, send him away. Off you go.
Okay. There you go. Rob still wants to negotiate it down from $5, but Mike, you win $500.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, guys.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Hank the Mechanic. Thanks for being on the show.
Hold on, brother. All right.
Dude?
All right, man.
Hang on. You know, all we ask for, Mike, is just a little focus. What the hell are you doing there? What are you paying attention to?
Well, I'm just driving right now. I'm excited I won the money, but I have a feeling I got a pissed off wife when I get home.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Me too.
Jesus Christ. Nothing make me happier tonight. I go, tragedy on this Valentine's night in Wichita, Kansas.
A long-haul trucker returned to his trailer park to have 4 shots poured into his chest by his angry wife, Cindy.
Sadly, blood on the sunflower tonight.
The good news, Rob gets to keep $500 that doesn't belong to him.
Oh, my God.
The hopper.
What a Valentine's show this has turned out to be. What an oogie mess. And it started out so beautiful with my mother-in-law's BM.
It truly did.
It's a top 5.
All right, we will come back, as Dave said, with the Buzz News Hour right after it.
This is the Don and Mike.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You're listening to them. Good for you. Don and Mike.
Time for Francis's News now.
Francis!
Buzz brought to us tonight by Murgis Diamond Importers. Find a little brilliance with a pair of diamond stud earrings for me. Diamond.com. www.e-diamonds.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
And technically, there's still time.
Sure there is.
Yes, there is.
Especially out on the West Coast. Plenty of time. And don't forget about that whole thing that you ordered the flowers, but
yeah.
It was bad, but unless you're on the West Coast.
They couldn't deliver today because of the...
But really, on the East Coast, don't rush. You might end up like Robert.
And... in a ditch.
Not funny.
No, he's alive.
Yes,
he's
God.
Not hurt.
Thank God.
He's not hurt.
That's not funny. We just did a contest where we are like waiting for 10 minutes to laugh at something. And we couldn't laugh. If someone would have just come in and said, hey,
Hey, everybody, don't forget Robert the Mailman drove his car into a ditch.
Drove his car into a ditch.
That's worth $500.
Absolutely.
Should we call him to make sure?
He's okay?
No.
All right.
No. Well, Buzz, it's your news time.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe your during the commercial I'll call him.
Okay, during the commercial. All right, now here is Francis. Oh, and hold on. You know what? Is the other guy still on the line from Miami? Billy?
Yeah.
Hey, Billy. You know, we probably really should have done that contest with you, dude.
Yeah, I should have called your wife and told her you had a 21-year-old son.
But I guess that's a lesson for both of us. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Keep in
touch. Bye!
I love when you give the cold, abrupt kiss off. That's a lesson for both of us. Long. Have a good night, my friend. Take care.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
What was your read on Billy?
As far as accuracy, I think that he was...
You didn't get it.
I did. Read.
Thank you.
I was trying to set up another one.
Oh, all right, go ahead.
I think it was the noted philosopher William Reed who once said, trust no one. Thank you.
Here, I thought you didn't get it.
I was a little... No, I did. I was just trying to ramp up my response.
Playing along.
You get jokes.
That's right. Sir William of Reed. It's always this time of night, isn't it?
Can I tell you what? If you put Billy Reed in that ditch, now I'm really laughing. Ah,
that's slap your knee funny.
And don't even get me going on his ditch witch.
Oh, yes.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm well. We say...
Are you going to go home and just give it to your wife like there's no tomorrow tonight?
If there's a God, yes. Yes, I will. I'd love to do that tonight. I'd love sex tonight if I'm not too full.
Yeah. Tonight, maybe too much sex for food. At your house.
There won't be as much food as there was last night.
Well, you mean
good.
Carla, not Buzz's wife.
Exactly. No, I wouldn't do that. That would be wrong.
That would be
Italian. That would be wrong. Actually, not in Buzz's world, it wouldn't be wrong, necessarily.
But in your world.
Yes, very wrong.
Very wrong,
would
right.
Make you a much closer friend with Buzz.
Yes, yes. It would.
Oh, make you a member of a very exclusive club, Mike.
Yes, the Swingers Club.
Anyway, here he is right now.
And so we begin. And we begin by saying, good for her. Paul McCartney's ex-wife is already trying to get back on her feet. Heather Mills.
Oh, hey, hold on.
That's a joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on just a moment, Buzz.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Heather Mills has reportedly signed on to do the TV show Dancing with the Stars.
Wow.
That is funny.
That is.
With her. I wonder what her father was in the Army.
Really?
He was a general.
With their extensive modeling career, Heather.
For those of you that might be behind the times, that was a serial joke.
It was.
Ah, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Mills.
All right. Yes.
With her extensive modeling career, Heather will no doubt get a leg up on the competition.
Uh-oh.
Access Hollywood. Heather will donate her winnings to an animal cruelty charity.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, I would watch that. Who wouldn't want to watch a peg leg lady dancing?
What? I bet with prosthetics, she's probably going to do very well.
She has a prosthetic?
She does.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
A federal judge has ruled.
Hold on, Buzz.
I'm kidding.
Oh,
of course I knew that. It was very tasteful of me not to mention it, though, in the story. A federal judge has ruled what I've been saying all along. The government's supply of marijuana is inadequate. After hearing the evidence, Judge Mary Ellen Bittner has ruled that the government stash is not big enough.
Northern Lights, Maui Wowie,
right.
Mendocino, Greeno, Carolina Sugar Bud.
Got it.
Government medicinal.
Check.
Not bad for legal weed.
Actually, it is. The government supply of marijuana, according to this judge, not big enough to meet the demands of medical researchers. This judge recommending that the DEA let a University of Massachusetts professor grow his own legal crop. She says the Fed's 12-acre crop in Mississippi isn't big enough to meet the demands of scientists who are studying a growing list of ailments treatable with chemicals found in marijuana. And government weed is skank weed, according to one researcher.
Skank weed.
Dr. Ethan Russo says it's harsh and has a lot of seeds and stems. Quoting him, the material was of such poor quality, we did not deem it to be representative of medical cannabis.
Somebody step on it, Buzz?
Apparently so.
I know one disease they're researching. It always cures Buzz boredom.
Buzz boredom. He becomes very focused.
It could happen to you. The DEA doesn't have to obey the judge's ruling. She can tell them, she can't tell them not to enforce the law.
Mm-hmm.
But the judge gave the DEA a very strongly worded recommendation that's 88 pages long. So a final decision on her recommendation to grow more pot is still maybe months away. By the way, with the government's blessing, a North Carolina company has, since 1968, had a machine that can roll up to 1,000 joints an hour.
Those are nice shoes Buzz has on, but I'd hate to be in them.
Wow. This is fantasy land for him right now.
That last 1,000 joints an hour.
Wow. That thing really has nothing to do with this story. I just thought it was kind of a fun fact. On a related matter, a bill's been introduced in Congress to let American farmers grow hemp. And it has the backing of a couple of presidential hopefuls.
What is this? Is this the
real news?
Is this the early times news?
No, what is guys running
high
for president.
High times.
Not early times.
Early times is whiskey.
Early times.
There I am with my own favorite substance. See how I crammed that in there?
We all have them.
Right. Did I see you on the cover of Early Times magazine?
Early Times magazine, yes. I have the reddest nose in the room.
Now, granted, the presidential candidates supporting this proposal are fringe candidates, a Republican Ron Paul of Texas and Democrat Dennis Kucinich of Ohio. Speaking of fringe, the bill also has the report of Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank. So wish them all luck, because as they've explained it, the ban on hemp growing is causing the U.S. to lose jobs in the automotive, food, and clothing industries to other countries where growing and selling hemp is legal. Industrial hemp contains no psychoactive ingredients.
Right. Oh,
all right. Yeah, sure it doesn't.
Let's say that.
Mike, listen. We're making progress with kindly old Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
At least we didn't get like 5 minutes of neck-stepping today about Bush.
This is true.
So, you know,
he has to transition out of Bush into marijuana.
These are Buzz's wheelhouses.
Yeah, I understand. Right? I understand.
It's either he's going to get very political on our ass, and in a way he's getting political on our asses with this as well, because you know how he feels about the legalization of everything.
Yes, I understand.
Buzz doesn't just feel that way about weed. He feels that way about weed, about guns, about the laws of nature.
I have to study, to get to your level of understanding of Buzz, I have to study. I have to study more. Study the seasons of Buzz's life.
Watch really grasshopper.
Grasshopper.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have bigger problems, including this year's switch to daylight savings time, which could prove to be every bit as dicey as Y2K.
Why?
Well, this year we switch earlier in the spring.
Why
today? Earlier in the spring, March 11th, and we switch later in the fall, November 4th. Confusing? You bet. But it's even more confusing to our machines, especially the stuff in your house that's pre-programmed to make the switch automatically, including your wristwatch, probably. Has anybody told those machines we've moved the dates?
Oh, you're trying to panic people now. Well,
what about the equipment in an air traffic control tower? In some cases, the equipment will be correct, and in some cases, it won't. And if you set it ahead manually yourself, then won't it automatically reset itself on the old change date?
Yeah, just remember the old date and do it manually then.
Well, I say good luck to you.
All right.
Microsoft, for example, admits your Outlook schedule may lie to you about the times for your appointments over the next few months. That won't be too much of a problem, will it, Doctor?
Do you have anything that automatically remembers daylight savings? I have to set clocks for an hour and a half.
I do.
Monday.
My computer.
Does it really?
Your TiVo.
Yeah.
Your TiVo automatically changes.
Your TiVo, correct. And your GPS system in your car, I believe.
Your cable bar.
My GPS system in my car?
All right, not yours in your car.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe someone with a better car.
That's right, someone with a better job.
But I think the most important thing is the computer.
Yeah, good luck with that. There's some software fixes available, but there are some programs and some machines that are not going to update.
Did I ever tell you about this fancy watch that Frida got me 1 year for our anniversary?
I don't think you did.
Really nice watch, like a dressy watch.
Is that the one where you had to have the machine to wind it?
Right. And yeah. And she said...
Had a calculator in it?
She said, this is such a great watch that it's smart. And, like, if there's a month with 28 days...
It knows.
It knows. And if there's a month with 30 days, it knows. So I, like, had this thing on my wrist for about 2 months. And as it turns out, we were going through a leap year.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, oh, look, it's screwed up, this incredible smart watch.
Mm-hmm.
So we called up the place where we bought it, and they said, that is right. This watch does everything. Oh, except leap years. Once every 4 years, you're screwed. So I went back to wearing the old reliable right here.
And the thing is...
I got the old one on.
But the thing is, and once it's screwed up, it's tough to get it back on track, right?
That's why it's back under glass. It's in my bedroom. Janet said, what is that thing underneath the armoire? And I said, oh, darling, that's the little machine that winds the watch. And she said, why do you have a machine to wind a watch?
Yeah.
I said, because it's an expensive watch. She said, how come you never wear it? I said, I'm going to wear it again in 4 years when we have another leap year, when it catches up. That's a true story, everybody.
Fair enough. I like it.
Thank you.
That was lovely.
Conservatives are having a field day with this, but what the heck, it is funny. Today's screening of Al Gore's global warming film, An Inconvenient Truth, at Maryville University in St. Louis has been canceled
because of a snowstorm. How inconvenient.
I like that.
And the Congressional Subcommittee on Energy and Air Quality was supposed to meet today here in Washington on the subject of climate change. That meeting will now be rescheduled thanks to an ice storm last night in Washington.
I'll tell you an inconvenient truth.
What's that?
Hey, Al Gore. You're a big fat ass.
Yeah.
How come no one mentions that you've lost and then you gained back like 300 pounds?
And how come when he was on the Grammys, all the musicians were all pro, go, go, Al? Did they forget that, what was it, 6 or 7 years ago, the Tipper was trying to shut them all down?
Tipper didn't like those lyrics.
He's the one. Remember, Tipper Gore sniffed my anal vapors.
That's right.
As Bob Goldthwait said on our show.
She had a huge crusade.
It was like probably 20 years ago.
He is a freaking yo-yo with his weight, though. I mean, when he was running for president, he was way skinny. Then he lost. He got fat. Went on a whole big kick to say, I'm going to lose it. Then he comes out with his movie, and he's fat again.
But he makes great floss. He really does. That is a real small reference. Do you know Glide? Well, do you use Glide? Is that the floss you use?
Oh, I've seen that, right.
I always think of him when I see Gore. That's the corporate family, I guess, that makes Glide floss and a lot of other products.
I always thought that came from our Colgate family.
No, it's Gore.
For whatever reason.
I see Gore every time I floss, regardless of brand.
Bloody Gore.
Yeah, horrible.
NyQuil Formula 44.
And, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention on SportsCenter every once in a while when they would show the highlights of the running backs.
Yeah.
I'd be able to come and say, well, it was a great weekend for both Bush and Gore. Of course, talking about Reggie Bush and Frank Gore.
Frank Gore in the NFL. Not still to compete with the best player ever in the history of the NFL, Harry Colon.
Okay, you shut me down on that one.
Shut us all down.
Harry Colon. Goddamn right, Mike.
Kansas knocking at evolution's door when we return.
I think we proved that during our segment before the news.
That's
buzz.
For sure.
Happy Valentine's Day.
All right, eat one. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Show is Novelty Store Big. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Buzz, give me 1 second here. We heard the tape. You heard this one, right? When Regis was talking to Kelly today.
I like this.
And she had her legs up on the desk. And these your lips?
Those are my lips right there.
Are kind of small, aren't they?
What?
I like the big juicy lips.
Those are gigantic juicy lips.
Yeah.
It's amazing what they get away with on that show.
It's incredible. Yeah. Save this for tomorrow. Have you heard Vanilla Ice's TurboTax commercial?
No, I have not.
His rap?
Oh, no.
I draw my rhymes like a bow, shoot them out like an arrow. I swoop on suckers like an eagle, not a sparrow.
Right, Vanilla Ice.
Who he? Boy,
how come he's not as hot?
Exactly. And what is this one? Nope, Nutty?
Oh, Mitt Romney today on the Today Show. I wanted you to hear his sign-off.
Well, I think I found that people across this country want a person of faith to lead the country. And they don't particularly care as much about the brand of faith as they do about the values the person has. And my values are as American as you can imagine. I believe in God. I believe that all the men and women in this country are children of God. The men and women of the entire world are brothers and sisters. The kinds of values which I have in my heart are the kinds of values which America needs.
Governor Mitt Romney on the campaign trail. Governor, again, I apologize for not getting there in person. We'll do it at another time.
Look forward to seeing you, Matt. Thank you. And happy Valentine's Day to Meredith.
Oh.
That was worth the wait.
That was a payoff.
Buzz, one more item.
Yes?
And I know you're interested as well.
Sure.
Robbie, give us the update from your phone.
Yes.
We got a text from Robert the mailman.
God.
Let me bring this up.
A little more information here now.
Letter U. You guys drive home. Oh, this is a new one.
Oh.
Okay, read the other one first.
Okay, I got to go back. If not,
I'm going to have to forgive you.
I'm going to have to forgive you if I don't know how to operate a cell phone because now I'm 35. Okay, here we go.
Ah.
There it is. Thanks, bros. I own an 04 Yukon Denali XL all-wheel drive. I rolled my postal truck.
Oh. So he rolled it.
Yes, he did.
He rolled his Denali.
See, he rolled his postal truck.
Oh, he rolled his postal truck.
Paperwork on that. Rob got a text from Robert about an hour ago saying he had rolled his car in a ditch.
Wow.
With the inclement weather. Turns out it was...
So he was on his route.
Postal
truck.
Oh. And funny, I don't picture him moving that fast.
What does the next text say?
Hi, Robert. You guys drive... it's drive, but it's spelled wrong. You guys drive home safely. Still out here. Thanks for your concern.
So is he still in a ditch?
I don't know. Does it open up to a larger suite?
I don't know. Here once again is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
You know, it's been a silly show today, but I'll tell you why.
Why?
Cupid's arrow put us all in the funny bone today.
Oh, man, that's sore. For those of you keeping score, Kansas has stepped back into the circle of states that teach evolution. Yesterday, one day after the 48th anniversary of Darwin's theory, the state school board threw out throughout all science curriculum that contradicts that theory. It's the fourth time the Kansas school board's reversed itself on this subject in the last
eight years.
To be fair, the board itself has been reversed a few times as elections tilted the board back and forth between religious extremists and, you know, men of science. Kansas was ostracized by the scientific community after one school board went so far as to redefine the word science.
Shut up, shut up, shut up!
And it's a Valentine's Day to remember for 13,000 Chrysler employees.
Oh, is that why they get fired today?
Former Chrysler employees.
I have a thought on this. You know, the thing is, if you're going to make silly, goofy commercials, you can't be the real guy, because when they show you the picture of the guy and they say 13,000 people laid off, and then they got that German guy who made all the silly little commercials for Chrysler,
the Dr. Z guy,
and then you realize that he really is just a corporate hump that's making these people miserable.
If only they would have listened to me. I said when that commercial, it kind of sounds like Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband.
The same area, yeah. I think.
I said when that commercial ad, I says Americans will not buy the car from the man with a German accent, speaking with a German accent. And you know what they says to me?
What they say?
They says, don't talk about that because Dr. Z buys commercials on the show.
Ah, oh, Dr. Schein.
We have tape of him.
Good to know.
We have tape of him of who?
Of the firing.
Okay. Which one? 44? It had to come out now naturally because Nicole just died. If Nicole would be still alive, we wouldn't talk about it. Maybe we wouldn't talk about it in 10 years or 20 years. But she died, so we have to talk about it because there are two guys claiming to be the father.
Dr. Z.
You know where they met?
Los Angeles.
And is that the guy? Was that the guy's name, Dr. Z?
Dr. Z.
Because there is also a Dr. Z. I think it's Paul Zimmerman from Sports Illustrated.
Fight guy?
Football guy.
Football guy.
I think they call him Dr. Z. Who was the guy in the commercials? Do you know?
It is Dr. Z, and you're right about the guy at Sports Illustrated, too.
Ah. That means we have two Dr. Z's and 13,000 people laid off.
We had one more, the ZZZ. Which is like...
That's right.
In the comic books.
That was the snoring sound you made.
ZZZ.
ZZZ.
The pink slips going out today at Chrysler are not Valentine's. The workers are getting the big kiss off. 9,000 assembly workers in the U.S. and another 2,000 in Canada. A couple of thousand heads will roll from white collars as well, spread out over 2 years. Chrysler says it hopes this will lead to bigger profits next year.
Speaking. Speaking of pink slips.
Uh-huh. And these are your lips?
Those are my lips right there.
Kind of small, aren't they?
What?
I like the big juicy lips.
Those are gigantic juicy lips.
That's three. That's three good ones on that. That is actually three.
And the Lifestyles Condom Company, one of several fine brands, is out with a timely press release today that says Americans will burn through 87 condoms per second this Valentine's Day.
Many Asians can't tolerate alcohol.
Hold on a second.
What does that have to do with anything?
I thought it was the
answer. We have so many.
Sorry,
we have 2,500 tapes in these computers, and we thought that it was a Chris Hansen condom tape.
Ah.
No.
Well, I know we have one.
Oh, we got a million.
Must be there
Chris
somewhere.
Hansen,
there it is.
Condom tapes. Here it is.
Slut, skank, whore.
Okay.
Did you bring condoms with you tonight?
There it is. Fast, wasn't it?
You know, Meredith Vieira worth the wait.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Anyway, that's like 7.5 million condoms, and laid end to end, they would stretch out more than 830 miles, almost the entire way from Houston to Orlando.
Hey, that would almost be like that tapeworm from that chick last night on House.
Yeah, it would be like
House.
And finally, a film production crew says it told the security folks in Hawaii, please don't X-ray our film. Unprocessed motion picture film can become totally exposed when it's exposed to X-rays. Sadly, the security people either didn't listen or didn't care because they X-rayed the film. The scenes that the actors and the crew had worked so hard to complete were destroyed. Lost, you might say.
Ooh.
That's right, they were scenes from the TV show Lost.
Oh.
If you watch the show, you know it might actually make more sense without those scenes. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Sorry, we're out of time. And that's it. This is one for the time capsule today.
Amen.
our Valentine's show.
Happy VD, everybody.
We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. And, oh, yes, thank you to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, yes, thank you. It's nice to have him on the show.
For 33.
2 minutes that I was buzzed. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
2 minutes
good
day to never get back.
Good day to you, sir. And
dreams that ride high in September wither and die in the cold of November. Irish Spring.
This is the Don and Mike Show.